Blog Talk Radio.
They missed the show, and a couple of people want to go out there and set a few races going on, and I figured out what better chance to get them off so you guys can be able to get ready for this Sunday. Saturday, and then you do have some couple races on Sunday, too, also at different tracks. But I know a lot of guys want to call people out right towards the end of the year, so they're trying to get it off, so I'm going to let you guys go ahead. I figured I'd open the show up. I know it was election time yesterday. And like I told everybody, you know, got to get everybody out to vote, well, Tuesday, so we couldn't do anything. But I do got it open now for you guys, so I'm going to hold it on for, I would say, at least 8 o'clock or so. And I have to get back out to work, but I'll leave it on after I open you guys' mic up, and you can go ahead and go from there. But everybody knows Dion's got a race coming up this week, and it's kind of the final one, and that's at Bud's Creek there. Go out and support, and a lot of good races going on. A lot of people trying to get it in, so, they got a few races locked in already. So if you decide you want to call after your man tonight, try to lock it in because winter time is coming, so let's get this in. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. I've seen a lot of people are sitting on here waiting, so I'm not going to hold you guys up. I want to make sure you guys get it in, get locked in. I know a few people want to talk about it, so a couple people. So I'm going to make sure I open the first mic because here's one of the guys right here. 443-7200, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? I just came over here to get my mic open real quick.
Okay, so I know you guys had something to say too, so I that's why I opened up your mic. But I also know somebody else.
Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet for a second until they get on here. That's all.
All right. Okay, so just make sure I open up a couple more of these mics real quick. 443-5770. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Nothing much. How's everything?
Thing good. This is James from Mobtown. Yeah, I'm just
okay. What's going on,
here.
James? How's everything?
I'm doing real good, man. Are you gonna make it down there to Buzz Creek?
I'm not too sure. If I do, it's gonna be probably drive my car out there. I'm not too sure yet. I'm over here working on it now. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Finish up it. I can bring it down to the Lance's shop. I gotta fix a couple things on the back piece, and that's it. Maybe I'll drive down. Why, are you looking for some action?
I ain't forgot about you. I heard you got that. So, yeah.
I got the Vegas ready too now. Don't get me wrong. That's ready.
I'm gonna be down there. I'm gonna be quiet right now. I'm gonna see if I can get some betting going on as you get these races locked in tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, you hold on, cause I think I know you. I don't think Phil's gonna be ready to get the thing back together right quick. Do it. I know he's got work on Friday night. He don't get back till 7 in the morning. But I'll see what he's talking about. Maybe we get that thing off with you two. But hold on, let me make sure I got to open up a couple more of mics. So you have your mic open. So if you need to say something, you go ahead and say it. Anybody that wants to say something. Feel free. Once they open, you hear somebody say something, you can step to them because mine's going to get it off because it's the end of the season. Let's get this thing off right.
That's fine.
All right. Sure. Okay. Hold on. All right. 571-4080. That's you, Fat Albert, right?
Yeah. What's going on, Joe?
Not much. I had to open up. You know, everybody was calling me up, you know, thinking something was wrong.
Uh-huh.
I just had to tell them. I said, I had to do this voting thing. So you know how it goes. Getting everything, and
yeah.
I said, I hope everybody did what they supposed to do, went out there and vote, because you never get anything if you don't turn around. Like they say, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So I hope everybody, at least they think that their vote don't count, but it means a lot. So hold on, spat out, because I'm gonna have to keep you running on the thing, because I know what's going on right now. I know a lot of guys are, you know, looking for action. So I'm quite sure you're gonna be out there this week, right?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
All right, so keep it down the middle for me, because I'm in between the cars right here, working on these cars right now, trying to get my stuff ready.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what happens. I know they've been doing a lot of street racing over here, a little of everything. I ain't going to say I'm a street racer, but I'll do a little something. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure I open up these mics. So I'm going to let you keep them in line. You can get whatever you got to do, okay? Let me just make sure I get everybody in, because I'm going to walk outside a little bit.
Okay.
And then you can take over from there, okay, Pat?
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, thank you. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. What's going on with y'all? What's good?
What's going on, Tori? What's going on, Tori? All right.
I can't call it.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get in this last bit of racing, so they asking me, did I have a race coming up? I said, no, I don't have nothing, but I do know that there's something going on this week, so I know. And then I also seen that TikTok and Mike Brown and them also is going to be getting busy, so I'm glad you know, getting ready to go. So we're kind of like a little happy about first. I mean, it's definitely worth it. So I know for a fact, we got a lot of stuff going on this week for sure. And Saturday, like
mm-hmm.
I said, as a Friday, I'm just not getting a text. It's okay, just hit me up to let me know about Cecil County Drag Race. Friday, November 11th, and Saturday, November 12th, are canceled for rain. The other one is, like I said, Saturday at Buzz Creek, and so far, if I'm not mistaken, Fat Albert, it's no rain, right, if I'm mistaken? Everything looks good.
No rain. Everything looked good for Saturday. It called for rain Friday, but Saturday it cleared up. Supposed to be 65, 68, somewhere at high. So we are getting it in Saturday at Buzz Creek. Yes, sir.
So I don't know who doing that rain dance, but, you know.
Jermaine Thomas.
Oh, I'm back on. I'm back on mute.
I fucking said he's been doing a rain dance for 2 weeks. Motherfucker, let's get it on.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Now, back on me now.
Oh, shoot. Oh. Well, hold on. Let me make sure I open him. I got like 10 mics up here dropping a bomb, so they want to. I think everybody want to get frisky tonight and lock in, so I'm going to let y'all lock in. So y'all hold on. Open up these mics. 301-4533, your mic is open.
Joe, what's up?
What's going on now?
Ain't nothing. Hey, I'm going to wait till you open all the mics.
Okay, hold on, and I'm everybody mic right quick. Let me just make sure. 336-9816, your mic is open.
Just listening right now. Just listening.
All right. No problem. All right. 516-3580, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Joe, fellas, everybody? You know?
What's going on, 50?
Yeah, listening to the...
What's going on, partner?
Mail.
50.
Is that only
I'm dancing.
50 grand.
Yo, what's up?
I heard you hit somebody out there Sunday.
Say that again?
I heard you raped somebody Sunday out there in Brooklyn.
And I got another race Sunday coming.
I know that's right.
I wish I was up there. I bet against you.
No, you don't. You probably would, but don't come up here talking. You get in line, you're going to get with that guy got with that Chevrolet this weekend. I barbecued his ass with sweet baby Ray. Mad, boy, he mad.
Yeah, sweet baby Ray on him.
I see the other one's ready for you for Sunday. He was hot. I saw one of the live feeds. So.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure I open everybody's mic up. T-Joker's going to – I know it's going to happen tonight. Somebody going to lock in right away because they've been calling me up all the last 2 days. I want to make sure they get it in and call me up today. So I'm not going to – I don't care where they do it at. Let's just have some good racing for the end of the season out. So I'm going to open up this next mic, 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Hey, Long Island Joe, what's going on, baby?
Not much. All right, Marcus.
This is a bad mug crew checking in.
Okay. All right.
Listen. I'm here for a good time, not for a long time. Understand this. I got one mission that I'm planning to do tonight. CJ Kent, he called me out for Deion Kennedy race about 3 weeks ago. For North versus South, I want to know if this motherfucker want to get it the fuck in. I'm ready to lock in 500 or 2,000 or better. Bigfoot versus Pressure. It's just that simple. So can somebody get CJ Kitt on this motherfucking line, or anybody that's affiliated with him to lock the money in? That's all I want to know. And I want to say, I want to put my evening wave to the motherfucker that's on the show tonight.
Huh?
Yeah. I want to put my...
This boy's a stupid.
Hey, listen. Anybody that can get CJ Kidd to lock Bigfoot in, I'm going to pay for their admission. The other half a mission, and I'm going to give you a first shot of some Crown liquor, or goddamn, if you want some clear, you can get that clear too. Whatever it matter, it don't matter. Anybody can get CJ Kidd lock Bigfoot in for this Saturday, let's get the fuck in. I'm going to take care of whatever y'all want to do.
Don't forget the large oxtail.
It's just that simple. I don't eat no oxtails. I don't eat no rice.
I'll take care of
that.
I'll take care of that. I'll take care of
that. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's. I don't eat. Hey, look. I'm not no motherfucking Indian or any type of goddamn any of that other shit. And eat oxtails and all that
Indian.
Shit, right? Chitlins and all that bullshit. But what I can tell you is this, motherfucker, you find me some rice and some motherfucking cabbage, bitch, I'm going up in you. That's just that simple. So what I'm telling you is this, that CJ Kent, if a motherfucker wanna get busy, let's get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Albert or Long Island Joe, can y'all make that happen?
And what kind of food you say you're looking for?
Listen, I said I ain't eat no goddamn oxtails or all the other shit, right? But I said some fried cabbage or some goddamn rice, dirty rice, shit like that. Man, I go for that.
Man, I don't even want to say what somebody just said.
Hey, asking,
I
don't
care
what
it said.
Hey, Joe, I don't care what they just said. I don't care what they just said because the thing about it is they not man enough to come on here and say it themselves.
Okay. I ain't gonna say it and I'll let that person come on and say it.
But can y'all send a message out say CJ Kent?
I just see it.
The motherfucker.
I just see it.
Fat Albert, you texted you in this text message, you see that text message.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Well, I just texted I say, well, if Marcus wanna run pressure, I mean on the show right now, if you wanna, you know, so I just waiting on the text back. I just said,
no, I'm talking about the
text pressure.
That came between me and you. Go look on your thing.
Let me see.
Yeah, go look. What it say?
It said, motherfucker eat ass, but won't eat on kale. Make it make sense. What the fuck? Who said? What the hell?
Say what?
Wait a minute.
That was
a minute.
What are
you talking about here?
I'm like, wow.
The funny double.
You just gonna leave that
and
part
they using,
alone.
And they using my
alone.
And they using my words. They using my words too. So
hey,
yeah, who that person
boy,
is?
They ain't talking about nothing for real. I don't know the fuck they talking about.
Can I give you some marinara sauce, please?
I can't believe that. I said, oh, Lord. Hold on. Let me open up a couple more mics, you guys. Hold on, because I'm quite sure they're going to get them in here quick. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Hello, Joe. Hello, everybody. I got no off.
Hey, what's going on now?
What's going on, buddy?
Thank you. All right.
I got no oil pressure, but I'll sit in my corner and I'll just listen.
Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Hold on. I might have got it for you right here. 240-6753. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh.
240-6753. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Gray. Hey, CJ, what's up? You want to get busy?
What's up? Yeah. All right, you gonna stand on that head up clear? We can log in now. You can't do that.
See, you come on here. Oh, you come on here like a bitch. Come on here like a bitch on your knees.
I told you about.
Let's get the fuck up like a man.
You
ain't told me nothing. You ain't told me a shit.
All right.
Let's come in here like a man. Come in here like a man. Face up, motherfucker. Chest up. Let's get the fuck in. Don't come in here begging and all that bullshit.
You can't, hey, look, I'm not, first of all, I'm not begging. You
offered
the raise.
Don't come in here begging. Don't come in here begging. Don't come in here begging like a motherfucker sucker.
And I'm going to
don't come
on
here begging like a sucker. Nah, you come in here.
You
come in here, you begging like a sucker. That's what you're doing. You come in here begging like a sucker. That's what I'm telling you. Don't come in here. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what you talking about?
I think you came here for this bullshit.
Man, listen, nigga, fuck you.
Hey,
what race are you doing?
Marcus. Hey, there you go, running your mouth. There you go.
Come on, let it be.
Well, touch
two
it.
Point
touch expired. It.
Two point
touch expired. It.
It's a head-up pass.
Antoine. It's a head-up gate pass.
That's what
man.
I said.
He's soft.
A two point expired. It's a head-up pass.
He's soft. He's soft.
He's not going on. We already know that.
Hey, listen, dog. You need to go back on DMV and look for a tuner. You're a weak bitch. Is what you is. So what I can tell you is,
one day about it.
When you find your tuner, when you got, wait, I don't care none of that shit. Listen, watch you, bitch, motherfucker, send that shit to me. What the fuck are you talking about? So this is what I got to tell you. When you find your tuner, when you find your tuner, when you find your tuner, you want a bad guy. Man, come on, man. Hey, listen, dog. You got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. Well, this is what I can tell you, CJ. Find your tuner, right? Nigga, you still got the back tie. Let's get the fuck up.
Mm.
It's nothing else to talk about. It's nothing else to talk about. You got away, and you lie, a.k.a. North versus South. Motherfucker, it's been what? Fat Island's been what? 6 months since then? 8 months? Nah, then. I don't know. It's been enough time gone by for a motherfucker to get their weight up and get back in the beans. I'm off of this motherfucker. He got the back tie. And if he piss me the fuck off, the bitch got to clear.
You ain't locked in.
Well, let's block something. Come on. Let's lock something there. 1,000 or 5,000 or better. You got that 1-on-1. You got
this can get interesting right here.
Hold on, Antoine. He got motherfuckers posted for him talking about they want to see this race. We can see this race. That's put the money up. Because one thing about me, I don't do a whole lot of bebopping. This dude got slow ass Nova that ain't beat nobody on the full power. And it's
now, how much did y'all run for last time? It wasn't nothing like that.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Well, okay, Joe. Well, hold on then, Joe.
That's why I told
him. Go ahead. Well, hold. CJ named the pot, but he said any car we can run it for 10. What he called Fat Albert and told me when he ran me, he'll run for 10. So what's wrong with the 5, with the 1-1?
Okay.
Is that money
okay,
in the
no,
issue?
No. I was just wondering if that's a hold up or whatever.
Hey, Joe Gray, I ain't never been a hold up on money-wise.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But I already know he's not.
I'm a blood racer. But he can't afford to lose no type of money like that. He can't do it. You feel me? So what I'm saying is the motherfucker be lucky to run a $500 race. That's the type of races that we run with Blue Magic, you know, shit like that. Antoine, don't we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we go and fucking cut corn down and kill fish and have a fish fry, and we have $500 and fish batter. You know what I mean? Like, that shit, what you talking about don't mean nothing, $500. You know?
So
what I'm telling you is this. I'm not using no money. It's not no race. But for a motherfucker like him that have a bitch make a post about running us, let's get it up. That's all I'm saying. And my good boy, Antoine Collins, bitch, get it up. Bitch, get it up.
And make it make sense.
If you want to answer that, or you can wait a little bit, or whatever, he'll answer you in a little bit.
All right, well, listen. Hey, Joe, this is what I got to say. If you want to answer, or you don't want to answer. ODB will run that beat. Get hit the fuck up.
Head
the
fuck up.
You go to the fucking track. Tell him get
and I'll send a deposit right the fuck now. And don't talk
damn,
me, Duff.
500 or whatever.
Whatever. If he don't like 500, I'll do it 300 or whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
No,
I'm a bat tie. Listen, I'm a bat. Well, it don't fucking matter. Whatever he want to run for, I'm a bat tie the fuck out of that Black Nova. Now act right now. And if you don't lock me in now on property, I'm dead on your ass. And I promise you won't leave till you run me.
And if Tricky
now, I'm back sipping. Now I'm back sipping.
I'll run that week. Oh, well, watch this, Antoine. If Tricky Ricky bitch ass on the phone, I run that week, bitch. 5 on whatever, hit the fuck up off the fucking trailer. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about what you got. I don't give a fuck with the motherfucker. The white man trying to loan you because y'all do that white man shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Let's get the fuck up.
Joe Grid, make it happen.
Okay, hold on, because I'm not sure, but I see a lot of 443 numbers. So hold on a second. Let me open up these 443 numbers.
And Avon, but not Cleveland.
Bad
out of BP powder. Oh, hey, Antoine, what the Frank White? What's the Miss Hot of Frank White? What's that car name? Dead President?
What?
Dead President?
Oh, Dead Dollars.
But not
Dollars.
Dead Dollars. Dead Dollar, bitch, I will throw you a dollar. Make you throw the ass in the air. Yeah.
Damn. All right, hold on. 443-7156. Your mic is open.
You busy, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Somewhere, boy. Ain't nobody talking to
you
right now.
Mob Town in the hallway.
But when you fucking with a boss, you know that shit don't work with me.
Man,
you're a motherfucking employee.
We don't care about this political stuff.
Motherfucking employee.
We don't care about that president and your political speech, man. 7 o'clock in the lane.
You don't listen. You know I'm never even going to run you.
We don't care about that political speech.
I'm never
going to
run you. So you
don't
have nothing to talk about. So you take that little watermelon fucking and scratch that bitch.
Well, I tell you what. Get up in there at 7 o'clock and watch what I do.
Hey, I should have crushed it, Joe, before I sold it to him any fucking way.
Act like you got some money when you hit the fucker off the trailer.
I ain't got no money, though. Let me hold something. I ain't got no money.
Well, bow down, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you crazy. I'll buy your life. You fucking with the right one.
You could never. Hey, Freddie.
I'll buy your fucking life.
You could never.
Joe and Albert, how y'all doing, man?
What's going on, man? Let me jump on here and holler at y'all a little bit. Don't chase the red. Don't go red for no bread. We get smoked.
Hold on, Mark.
One thing about it here, he can't fuck with us.
I don't know what got into these two, but good Lord, they just something going on. I don't know what the fuck
they're doing. Ain't nothing that they don't usually do. What did I text you before we got on the show?
He can't fuck with us. That's what the problem is. He can't fuck with us.
Have it your way. I ain't got nothing to prove to you. Have it your way.
Freddie, you weak. I fucked you up 4 years ago with a muffled stop block 434.
And you won, so what are we still talking about that for? As long as you're racing somebody, you're going to lose. You just got fucked up by CJ, didn't you?
Hold on. What did I give you, though? I gave you the 1-1. How can you fuck with Marcus? And you won.
What you want to say? Congratulations, Marcus, for your victory 4 years ago. 5 years ago, to be exact. 2017.
This is what I want to say. Don't fall in his bullshit. You can't be. You shut the fuck up. We gave you the one and one. Lock in then, nigga. Lock in, Marcus. Watch your mouth, bro. Nigga, lock the fuck in. Lock the fuck in.
That's why I don't.
You might as well.
That's why.
Y'all motherfuckers some clams, yo. Y'all can't fuck with us.
Well, I tell you what, you take a poll and you ask the real motherfuckers who claim and who not and see what you come up with.
What the fuck a poll look like to me? Freddie, you are political. I'm gonna tell you this, man. He drunk. That's what it is. I'm not gonna clear real quick. I ain't even gonna do that, dog. You know that.
So to keep it in the middle, we're just gonna move right on.
Because
see, this is why we can't, Joe. This is I'm gonna talk to you for a minute. This is why we can't get no race off.
Freddie, have you ever beat me? Freddie, have you ever beat me? Yes or no?
And don't never need to. I don't never need to race you ever.
Have you ever?
So why are you still talking and posting my car? I don't ever have to race you.
Because you slow. That's why.
Okay, I'm slow.
You slow.
Right? I'm slow. All right. And what does it matter to you? I don't ever have to race you. You're nobody. I don't have to race
you. You know why, Freddie? Because you think.
And does anybody else does it feel like he's pressed to race me, or is it just me?
Can anybody tell
me how you feel?
Hey, I'm going to tell you how I feel right now. See, that's what I'm saying.
If I'm slow and I ain't racing you, what are we talking about?
Fred Wheatley, just want to tell you right here, right now. You almost twice my age, and you ain't done nothing that I done. That's what I'm telling you. You ain't never beat me. Oh,
man,
you sound
stupid.
Understand that. Okay, well, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. In my honor, get your ass down there. That's all I'm telling you. That's it.
Man.
You can't fuck with me, Fred.
I'm going to tell you something, Fred.
I'm a motherfucker that you could never be. That's what I'm telling you.
Man, don't even tell you something.
I don't give a fuck what you're trying to tell me. It's what I'm telling you. It's, hey, Avon, man, shut the fuck up,
Avon,
man. You snap begging. Avon, you begging for spots. Man, shut the fuck up. You cannot fuck with me, Avon. You begging for spots.
I gave you spots.
Shut the fuck up.
What about when you was begging for spots, boy?
Hey, I never beg for nothing. Motherfucker, you ain't going to take it.
You ain't get the one-on-one? Didn't I make you sit in the car and crawl? If you want to be tactical, in 2018, remember? When your car went poo-poo? So don't go there with me, boy. You was in the car crawling.
You still talking.
And you didn't have enough money to cover the pot.
Nigga, you got me fucked up. Man, you talk real dumb now.
Marcus, hold up. Hold up, Marcus, hold up. Avon, lock in.
Hold up. Lock in, Avon.
Y'all offered a race at Galata. I came to you, couldn't get it. Let's lock in for MR.
Man, shut up, man. We told y'all we weren't racing.
Y'all washed up. Y'all can't fuck with a motherfucker for real. Y'all can't do it.
You right.
You can't do it. Avon. Y'all too messy. all that shit. Man, fuck all that hip hop fucking shit, man.
You can't make a motherfucker race if they don't want to fuck with you.
Who gives a fuck though?
Then why you still press then? If we tell you we don't want to race you,
drunk.
What the fuck can you keep going on and on about then? You
so
say we slow,
racing?
We say, okay, we slow. We race
that
you, fuck you, we can't, you don't have to race your ass if we don't want to race you, young motherfucker.
That's why. That's why. Who the fuck can we race?
We don't have to race
you.
Race somebody else.
It's kind of funny how this shit being said, but then you say something else. You come over here, I want to run Bigfoot at North versus South. So which one is it you want to deal with or you don't?
Mind your motherfucking business, Antoine.
I'm going to speak what the fuck I need to say. I will pay fuck out and fuck you up head up off the trailer. Now show me you got
to
go.
You ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
Okay, Freddy. Block the fuck out of you.
Freddy,
I'm going to
do a goddamn
thing. Hey, Freddy,
I sing the same song every week on here. We donated it. We don't need your money.
That's the same shit I do.
You know
who cares?
You know that.
We
got to
keep
playing.
Hey,
man,
what was the message?
We gave it to the kids for the power wheels race. Man, we don't need the power wheels.
Yeah, all right.
That's cool.
Antoine, watch this. Hey, Fred, you on the phone?
No, I just hung up. Your little keep laughing. Nah,
wait a minute. Calm down. Get out your feelings, right? This what I'm going to ask you.
I ain't in no feelings, dog. Y'all, listen, it's not that serious to me. You know, Marcus, you know what it is. You can get on these, but you know what it is.
Hey, listen,
but go ahead.
Fred, man, we good regardless, right? But that's what I can.
No, we cool. It's cool.
You, right?
Well,
did you want ODB off the fucking ramp for fucking Saturday at Deion Creek? Guess or no?
No.
Alright, well that's cool. Antoine, move.
Hey,
Fat Albert, what was you gonna say?
Yeah, easy
long.
That was, Marcus.
No, I'm not talking about that, man. I don't care about that. We good.
Oh,
absolutely. Don't matter.
Fat Albert,
what did you say?
See how good that was? That was easy, wasn't it, Marcus?
Yeah, Fred. Yeah.
That was easy.
Hold on, Antoine,
I was saying, what was you saying? You called my name a while ago. I didn't hear what you had to say.
Timmy said he'll run ODB for that 10,000 small blocks.
You said who said that?
Timmy Russell.
Tell Timmy, shut the fuck up. I know he would. I just talked to him the other day. Fuck him. So this is what I said, but they ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for special people.
I didn't get no response from Sean up yet. He hasn't texted me. He was talking with his wife.
But let me try to open up these mics because about 10 mics open. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure I open up the rest of them.
Oh.
I know. 443-305. Your mic is open. 443-3051. Your mic is open. All right, hold on. Let me open up the next mic because he ain't answered. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
Just listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me open up this mic. 667-8237. Your mic is open.
Yo, this is Juan. I'm just listening. I'm waiting for a motherfucker to jump out of the line.
Oh shit!
Jump out of
line.
I ain't fucking with you old bitch.
Hey Antoine, I'm trying to make 500, but that buck fucked you up. No, I'm saying, I'm trying to do a bet. That's it.
Hassan, why the fuck did you leave the beach on Saturday when I was down there?
Man, you came out there with a motherfucking $19.75 motherfucking U-Haul truck. Come on, bro. Did you pay them people, bro?
Hey,
you know you cannot beat me, bro.
Hey, Albert.
You want to know something?
Was you looking for my boy, the manager, Saturday?
Yeah, I was looking for him. Hey, Fred, didn't I get on the mic and say, Hassan, I'm here? And everybody said, Albert, he's gone.
Hey, Hassan, Fred, I have some stuff to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Hassan, Albert said you was hiding behind a snack bar when you seen that Lexus roll up.
Nobody worry about Fred Albert. Going to get here.
Fred Albert, rolling over trash cans and shit looking for you. Hold on. What you want to do, big boy?
What you want to do? I mean, you've been running your mouth for a long time. What you want to do?
You ducked me. I'm good.
What you want? Because you ducked me. Hey, Fred, didn't this man say Red Rock came at the track, Fred? Yes or no?
I didn't have my car.
Fred, tell the truth, Fred. Tell the people what you said at the track. Thank you. He said Red Rock.
I said, when me and him was in the car. I said, get in the road the same night, I'll run you. We got regular cars. Why are you racing
at the road and we at the track, bro? Come on, bro. That don't make no sense.
Why the fuck would I race a regular car at the track?
You race Ree, bro. You race Ree at Colonial Beach. What makes me different from a female, bro?
I have my Mustang. My Mustang gone now.
I got another one I'll run you with. Now, what you want to do?
God. I want 26 in the beach, bro.
I still got all three, right?
Come on, bro. Now you bagging now. Now your mouth bagging. You got to sit beside me.
No, you told me whatever I brought, I had
Your mouth bagging. You got to sit beside me.
Oh, shut the fuck up then. You said whatever I bring, I had all three. How much money you want to do it for?
Hey, bro, we're going to always rent the track, though, bro. We're going to always rent the track. When you want to do it?
Hey, my son said he's going to rent the track.
I got Larry number one on speed dial. What you want to do?
I tell you what. You can rent the track. You can rent the track all weekend.
Bro, you trying to lock this up? What you want to do? Let's lock side honey. Let's lock side honey. We do something Friday and come to T-Mobile Sports Park.
No, you just said.
And you ain't gonna do nothing Friday but race the boat, dog. It's gonna be pinning all day Friday.
All right, how about Saturday?
Antoine, I got locked.
How much you want to go for on the 26th? I'll get that car out there for you.
I mean, what the fuck's going on?
Who got a lock in?
Talking.
Who got a lock in?
Hold on.
Go ahead, Marcus. You got a lock in?
Yes. All we got to do is send the money in tomorrow with you DB man.
Hey.
Blue Magic versus Black Betty off the ramps fucking Saturday. Both owners going to drive. Get busy as soon as the track go hot. No, and it's not as soon as the track go hot. It's at 2 o'clock.
I like Betty.
Who said that?
Just call me.
I said who's driving? You said?
Owner is driving.
Oh, that's a good race.
Oh, I like Betty. Yeah, I like Betty.
I like RJ for a couple hundred.
All right, that's fine. Hey, I like myself. I had the money on your weak ass for 200 now for the same race.
Hey, I like the instigator.
Hassan.
For 500.
Chill out real quick. Hassan, chill out real quick.
You hear me, Fred Albert? My money good. Listen, 500, I like Buck over ODB.
Hold on. Let's hear Marcus out.
I said, I like that same $200 that you just said you like betting with.
Why are you not betting on ODB?
Who's he talking, man? I mean, goddamn, it's Zeus, the motherfucker.
Hey, Fred, that's who it is. It's your daddy, motherfucker. It's your daddy.
Shut the fuck up. Take your dick out your mouth, Fred. I mean, Zeus. I mean.
Oh, you said Fred. Hold on. What you saying, bro? Is that
something?
Hold on. I'm trying to hear what Marcus is saying. Y'all have to change on this motherfucker. Let one person talk at a time.
Y'all doing too much, man. Y'all need to chill the fuck out for real. Hey, Fred, that's what I'm
Marcus, you got a fucking nerve, though.
No bullshit, little
go
rubber. Your rubber's tire.
Let him talk.
Man, look.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I said, Fred, we.
The fuck up,
I said. hey, listen, y'all go ahead, buddy.
He
can't get out.
Hold it. I got to get control of the show now. Let Marcus and Fred get this bet off. Y'all chill out. Chill out now.
Okay, go ahead, Marcus. Okay.
Go ahead, Mark.
This is what I'm saying to Fred before I was, rudely interrupted. Fred Wheeler, I had the money with, what you call that car, Gold Digger or Dear President or some shit like that? I had the money with Dear President and Bigfoot by.
Hey, Marcus, let me ask you a question, all right? Can I ask you a question?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me ask you a question. What did you put in that chat that we were all in when we lost the loose booty? What did you say you was going
to
do to Dead President?
I don't know what I put. I said I would go to your ass. That's how I do know that.
No, that's not what you put, bro. I got it. You want me to swing text it to you?
No, tell me what I said.
No, well, what's wrong? You ain't got that same energy?
I said, tell me what I said.
Nah.
Well, I saved it
for your ass because I knew you was going to try to renege. I saved it for you.
Listen. I tell you what. You're good pocket, big pocket, heavy motherfucker. You. That's what I can tell you, right? Whatever I said, And Fatima, I hope you listen. Whatever I said, Trey, we need Tom's it by two and motherfucker, you drive. Damn.
You a weak one.
Damn, that's what the fuck I said.
You know damn well I ain't driving up. I can't even fit in the car.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
And Fat Albert, he know he'll weasel his ass out or something.
Hey, Fat Albert, hey, Frey, you know you tell him? Tell Antoine Fowler to drive. How about that? Nah.
Man,
hey,
Hassan, let that shit go, man. We're keeping it moving. We're keeping it moving. Let that go.
Hey,
Marcus, let's keep it moving, dog. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah,
let's keep it moving.
Listen, anybody on the phone like Boss Baby over Bigfoot? Fred, we need one bet that $200.
Man, why could I get my bet in, bro? This shit crazy, man.
No, I want Boss Baby.
Boston,
nah, I'll be back with Bigfoot on that race. You know, we don't see no hating. We call it like it is.
Hey, Mark, hold on. You done enough talking. Be quiet for a minute.
Right.
I like Instigator for 500 over ODB. Yes, I like Instigator for 500 too. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Zeus. Damn, everybody ducking.
I'll call your uncle and take a bet.
Oh, yeah, I like Buck for a couple hundred on that. For whoever
I like Buck for 500. Hey, listen. I like Buck for 500, and I like Buck for Gappy for 200. That's $700 right there.
Damn, good. Girl,
Hassan.
You want us to put in the pot? You want us to put in the pot? Get it up, motherfucker. Get it up.
Hassan.
Exactly.
Hey, Hassan, hold on. Marcus. Hey, Marcus. Mark.
Yo, what's up, baby? What's up, Fred?
How much you betting on the side with ODB? I'd like to get a little small bet with you.
Not a dollar.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to bet him something. You know what I mean? Because that shit don't matter to me. You feel me?
Yes, let's get it.
Yeah, it's just a friendly bet, dog. It's just a friendly bet. What
you
want to do?
I tell you what, Freddie, I bet 500 on the side with ODB and Instigator, and I bet the 500 on the side with Instigator and Bigfoot. What you want to do?
Okay, and Marcus, for friendly?
Hold on, Killer. Hey, Marcus, you running, so is Bucks running both of y'all, is what you're saying?
Yes. Get the fuck up.
500 from both ways. Fuck it.
Thanks.
Hey, Hassan, you jumping out the window, dog. Calm down,
Hassan,
dog.
Calm
you jumping
down,
out the window.
Hassan, please.
Calm down,
up,
baby
man.
Boy. Hey, listen. Your baby get plenty of bets at the track. You ain't got to jump out the window on this show.
All right, that's cool, Freddie. Hey, right. Freddie, you know what
I'm talking. No, I'm talking to Hassan, yo.
I got you.
Hey, Hassan, I'm going to tell you this. I don't bet that kind of money on nobody but us. I don't bet 500 on somebody else other than us. We don't bet that kind of money outside of us.
I'm going to tell you some real shit.
I'm going to fall back. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Fred. Hey, Fred, listen. You were there with me, right? Same way.
Hey, Marcus, I'll bet you 100 both ways. I'll bet you 100 with Buck on against ODB. I'll bet you 100 with Buck against Bigfoot.
That's a lot.
See, that's simple bet. Simple.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Let me finish talking.
Fight
it down.
Right?
Because this
is the thing. You know, me and Fred, we regardless. I understand this, right? But look, I was there at Orangeburg, and I bet it. And I know Fred bet it. It don't matter what race they bet it on. But let me tell you something. We bet some good motherfucking money, and we got our pocket.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? That Orangeburg.
Yeah.
On the favorite car. Guess what? The favorite car didn't win. Understand that? So
we got cracked. We got cracked on the surfer race.
Right.
Shut the fuck up, man. God damn. You gonna play
with me with the show. Hey, Fred, we live.
Nope,
Fred, we live. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
We live. I like Buck.
Won't let nobody.
I got you. Take that 500 and lock me the fuck in for 7 o'clock, motherfucker. Then what the fuck you want to do?
Just that simple.
I want 1500 better. Head the fuck up. I don't want to hear none of the other shit. Lock the fucking head up.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Can I answer?
Who is he talking to?
Can I answer? Can I answer the question?
Okay.
Can I answer the question?
You know we're not coming. He know we're not coming.
Juan, step back, Juan. Step back.
Hold on, Juan. Let Zeus talk. Let Zeus talk,
quiet.
Juan.
Be quiet. I'm going to shut him up right now. You ready? You bet that fucking does, and I will be the fuck that at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Hold on, watch this. I got it. Hold up. I'm about to hit him. Bet the same money you put in the pot for that 10 or 20. Now, let's lock that in.
Bet.
Right on. Let's do it right now. 5 on 2,000 right now. Let's do it. 5 on 2,000 right now.
That's
what we're going to get to your ass. 5 on 2,000 right now.
At 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock. Let's get it.
At 7 o'clock. Hang the fuck up.
Listen, if you ain't
hold on.
That's a fact. 20,000
going to fucking car trailer, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about, man? 20,000. What the fuck is that, man? Come on, man.
You really talking stupid, yo.
You supposed to have a whole lot of money.
Fuck
fuck you. How about that? How about that? Fuck you. Fuck you then.
That's
what
you
put up 2,000.
I tell you what, though.
You put 2,000. Other people put up $6,500. How about that?
How you going to 10%? This ain't bail. We ain't paying bail. This ain't 10%.
Bail. I don't make no bail, bitch. I
but it ain't
10%
of bail.
What the
fuck you talking about?
Hey, Freddie, man. Hey, Freddie, I don't know what's going on with you, man, but Freddie, you need to calm that thing down for some dumb shit.
Listen, Fred, my brother, he know what the fuck I'm coming from now.
Hey, Fred, I'm serious, though. Hey, Fred, this nigga talking on some dumb shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's never been no tech money or issues over here, period. So I don't understand why this motherfucker try to act like I'm never been that. Like, for real, let's kill that dumbass shit. If you want to run,
you
know what
you not,
man?
Bro. If you're not broke, lock the money up and let's get busy.
Lock the fuck up then. $2,500 on whatever. Let's lock it the fuck up.
Man, bye. Lock the whole 20.
Kaya.
Got no $2,500.
Kaya.
Yes,
Kaya.
Sir.
Hey, listen. We talk every day. Stop.
Mr. Wallace, what do you want?
All right, that's cool. Come on, man. Because I know a cap motherfucker won't always cap. One thing about me, man, I'm built for this shit, dog. I'm being real with you. Like,
only thing you built for is built to lift weights.
No.
You little bodybuilder motherfucker. How you fucking with you?
So what y'all trying to what y'all trying to run for with this ODB and buck wheat rate?
We said 2,500 or better for MIR. That's all. You know what I mean? If it's gonna go wherever it go. You feel me? That's it. I mean, come on, man.
Hey Marcus, you know,
Zeus, what are you saying? It take you to be there? What did he say? Because I had to put the phone down for a minute. What did you say? Take you to be there?
You talking to me, bro?
Yeah.
If they ain't got 10 or 20, they can't even see that spread, motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, Freddie, I'm not going to knock what you're talking about, right? But we're going to be in Florida. That's all I'm saying. We're going to be in Florida. It don't matter, man.
Okay.
We try. I told you, it's more than one way to skin a cat. Remember what I told you? I told you, and I'm going to get... Man, I don't care about what y'all getting me for. If I'm an easy check, keep cashing it. It's simple.
The second time we gave your ass a bald head.
You ain't done nothing yet. I tell you what now. So this time, give me a hair treatment plant now.
I can't.
Okay.
Listen, what I did to you, you can't get that back. God couldn't even say that.
How not? We don't give a fuck. We don't lose no money, man. One thing about it,
we
know
worry
about the fashion.
Listen, we're not talking about the money. I'm talking about what we did to your fucking ass.
What did you do? What did you do?
Gap that motherfucker. We gapped you. And we gave you the best time.
I tell you what, watch this.
Shut the fuck up real quick. You always talk about Zeus can't cut no tree, you can't do this. What the fuck did you do to Gary?
I'm asking that shit, right? And I don't have to answer.
Cut the tree on his young ass.
You're going to say Gary was drunk that day. I'm gonna keep it 100. Let's see what he got to say. Let me tell you something. None of us smoke no weed or none of that other stupid shit you talking about that you just said a while ago. Clear that shit out right there, right?
No, he said what's up. Drunk.
Drunk. Man, listen, man, y'all talking stupid. Understand this, right? Gary slept on a tree, and that's what it is. We lost, that's what it is. But what I can tell you is this. We're willing to go
to
right back.
I tell you what, that's how you had a good life.
It don't matter. Good life, it don't matter. It don't matter to me. Cut a good light or goddamn cut no light. That's what he said. It don't matter to us. But what I'm telling you is this. If Buckwheat knew he can beat ODB, head the fuck up like a man, that bitch would go down for running for a motherfucking dollar. He can't do it.
Hey, I know they used to tell you back in the day, you got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play to fuck with this motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
Pay to play. Man, listen, dog. If you really trying to run for 10 or 20, you need to take that 10 or 20 and go buy a new motor. Because that bitch is slow.
Yeah.
Ain't no way I can power wheel or anything. And then, if you didn't clear me, my whole car. Man, listen, I'm not trying to hear none of that shit. I'm not here for nothing. It's either you can lock the fuck in or shut the fuck up. It's real simple. If I'm a check that can be easy,
I
wouldn't clear
you by a whole car.
Cash it again. All right, man. All right. Long out, Joe. Keep moving, man.
Hey, Fred, what you think about this, Fred, this conversation when you hear it, man?
It don't really matter.
I mean, it sounds like they want to race back, and Zeus saying that if it's going to take a certain amount to get him out there again. I think they kind of raced for that money the first time. It's not my business, but I think they did. But, you know, it's up to them whether they want to go out there for that money or not. But the point of the matter is, that's what it's going to take for him to move.
He know when I cash that 10, whenever I decide to cash it, because I cash it any time, any second. Whenever I decide to cash it, he's not going to go. Just remember what I just told you.
Antoine, you're my bad, ain't
it? I know what the fuck it is. That bitch is a fucking dud. He know what the fuck I'm telling him. I'll beat that bitch.
Respectfully, though, I'm going to keep it real. You can't say the man's a dud. He gave you the one and one.
Man, listen, Willie, I did something. Hold up.
It's not like y'all raced head up and he barely beat you. He gave you the one and one.
Freddie. Tell that weak motherfucker, I tell you what, tell him he got the back tire Saturday. Now what the fuck he wouldn't do for my munch? I'm going to show you how much balls I got for that weak bitch there. 5 or 15, he got the back tire. Now I'm going to show you I would drive around that bitch. Now, I'm a good check, right? Come cash it.
Can I talk? Now that's going to show you. Zeus, you got your mic open now, Zeus. Let me respond to that. Still gonna cost you $10,000 to $20,000. I don't give a fuck.
We don't hear that dumbass shit, man.
All right, I know you know this.
Hey, Marcus. All we gotta do is talk to his good uncle. That motherfucker don't call no shots. We'll talk to uncle and get it locked.
Oh,
fuck him.
Oh,
these motherfuckers keep playing this shit.
I already got the number.
The fuck you talking about?
Go ahead, Mr. White. Go ahead and call it
now. When I call, that's why
we're gonna call Uncle Knight on the show.
I can get him in here. I can get him in here right
now.
No, I don't want you to be nowhere around because you're a hold up. You know what it is. This is what I hear.
Shut the fuck up. We don't give a fuck what you hear. You not lock in. Sit the fuck back. Get back in.
So anyhow, with that being said, what I hear is this grudge has been going on a couple of years. Zeus done fucked us up, and now he's scared to go back out there. And in order for him not to go back out there and save face, he's got to put that $10,000 to $20,000 number on it. So with that being said, it sounds like he's scared trying to buy a pot, and that's one of the biggest deflection things, because I've tried to lock you in. I have tried to lock you in so many times, and you will not do it.
Rob, let me ask you a question, Dan.
Hold on. I'm talking to Freddie right now. What did you say, Freddie?
How about this, Dan? If y'all think Zeus is calling the pot, and he's trying to buy a pot, Y'all put some pots together and run for some respectful amounts. I'll give credit where credit is due. Why don't y'all put
Freddie,
a 10 grand pot together and call
hold on, hold on, Freddie. I will answer that question. But look, this is how it goes with us. Most of the time we'll lock in for a smaller number, especially on these bigger races like this, and then fucking pots go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not willing to take that gamble to get, you know. So I know where Antoine's at. I'm the same way. I want to make sure I can cover the whole pot. If I don't feel comfortable running for more than 2,000 by myself, I'm not gonna lock in 10,000. So, anyways, at the end of the day,
that's real. But I think what I heard was he had other plans, and he's saying he'll change his plan if it's a significant amount. That's what I heard.
We tried to lock him in last weekend or weekend before. And then now this is like the last weekend. So if he don't get it in this weekend, we get to wear that loss until next spring sometimes when he tries to buy another pot.
Hey, I got a question,
okay.
Freddie.
That's just what
Freddie.
I see.
Yeah,
hey,
I hear
Freddie,
you, Marcus. I'm listening.
All right, so let's get it on. Can we get Dead President and OD off the ramp together? Fuck it.
That's a good race right there, Freddie. All right. So that's a good race right there, Freddie. Head the fuck up off the ramps. Go at it for a couple grand. You're going to be on the property, right?
Hey, where you racing then, Rob? I don't want his money. I don't need his money. I don't. There's nothing wrong with Antoine ODB, but that's not what's on my list. I don't want to race that car. I don't want to race it. No, it does nothing for me. Even if we win, if we win, it does nothing for us because we're not looking to race that caliber car.
But how about this, Freddie? But how about this, Freddie? How about this, Freddie?
Let me ask you a question, though, Rob. Hold on, Rob.
Let me ask
you
a question,
Freddie. No, hey, Marcus.
But if I said I was interested in racing you,
don't you make a list? And I would tell you the same thing I told ODB.
I said ODB. I didn't say Bigfoot.
No. I said, listen to me. Rob asked me. He said if I said that I wanted to race Dead Presidents instead of ODB, and I would tell Rob, I would tell him the same thing I just told Antoine. But it's only a small amount of season. We got some people on our radar who we want, and that's who we want. Beating ODB or 8 balls does nothing for our program the way we're running our program. So we're not interested in that race at this point.
If I were you, Freddie, I would want to run my slow ass back because I got you.
No. Hey, listen. Have it. Congratulations.
And look, I'm not kicking you in the balls. I'm just saying that.
Hey, listen. Congratulations. But I'll tell you, Rob, we're in a really good. Listen, here's what I know about my car, and I can speak for my. We 7-4. We lost 4, but nobody has outran my car. Nobody has outran my car. Right, so I'm pretty good with where we stand.
Loose
booty turned on the wind light. He did turn on the wind light, and you can't take nothing from him. Congratulations, 3-1. But no one has went down the track side by side and outran my car. So I feel pretty good about where we're at. So we got several people that we like to get Saturday, and we're going after them Saturday.
That's fact.
And one of them
that's
is not
fact.
ODB, and one of them is not weight ball. If we beat you for $2,500, that money does nothing else because we're pretty good where we're at in life. We're not.
Freddie, can I say something here? Election day was yesterday. The politicking's over, bro.
Man, hey Rob, this is what I tell you. You take your little
$2,000. And I say that with love.
You get $2,100 bills. You turn them sideways and you shove them straight up your little ass. That's what you do.
Freddie,
I don't need them. And you know you my man, Rob. But I don't need them.
You know what I'm gonna tell you? You know what I'm going to tell you?
What's up?
$1,500 of them $100 bills are going to be your $100 bills.
Good report. And that's a good report. You told nothing but the truth.
Hey, listen, I promise you I'm going to get you.
But we're working with limited time left in the season. I don't have the time right now to get you and everybody else who I want.
Hey, Mark, then you fuck a motherfucker with Dead Presidents. Then you fuck a motherfucker up with Dead Presidents. Did you do that? Yes. Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
He also paid me
$500 punk out, too, so, but we ain't whooping about that.
You're right. Well, I can't help that.
Trust me,
it hurt me more to go up there and give you that $500 than it did.
Hey, look, that was like a walk of shame to go up there and give me that $500.
You know what, Zeus, I can't walk into Freddie right now.
Antoine say he got me covered. He had a problem. He figured his problem out, right? Why would you not want to go out there and beat me for the money that you lost?
Yeah, that's real, though.
Hey,
if somebody hit me for 8 to 10, I'm not going to go back out there for $1,500. I'm at least want to run for what I ran for. That's just me.
Well, at the end of the day, this is the only show I've ever heard somebody ask me a question, and then there are 37 other questions fucking come out there, and I can't even respond. You know?
I thought you said you were on pilot ticket, Rob. You just did it.
I know election day was yesterday.
Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead and speak.
But the principle, Zeus, is still the same.
if I don't, if like, so I tried to lock you in twice already for 10 and 20, and you wanted to run for 1500 and all that other stuff. It never did. It never worked out. So
you're lying, Rob. You're lying. You're really lying.
Okay,
you know
I'm lying. But anyways, it's on the recording.
Definitely ain't a lie.
Hey, Rob, let me ask you a question. You know you got $10,000 in the bank. Why don't you go out there with Zeus for $10,000 then, Mouth?
Because
he's
he won't fucking
there
be up because he's a bad lot. And I want number one. All right, let me answer the question. Number one.
All right, go ahead.
He didn't pay me my $500.
Number one. There we go. I'm not. You know what?
Let him go, Zeus. Let him answer. Let him answer, Zeus.
Because this is just frustrating. I tried twice, three times. He wouldn't go. Second of all, he won't give me the spots that I need to live there because I'm slow. Second, you know. So
you're saying you can't run him hit up?
And I can't run him hit up. And he's
okay,
a bad bet. He still owes me $500 for a bet that he's never paid. So I can't re-gamble with a man that can't gamble the first time.
Okay, well, then you out the picture. So here's the thing. Hold on. Take the lock.
Right. I'm out the picture. Right. Exactly. I'm out the picture.
Let me finish talking so I can explain to you what happened.
Go ahead, Zeus. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Before I raced him and asked me to race you for $2,500. Right or wrong?
Do what now? I didn't hear you.
I said, Mark asked me to race you for $2,500 before I beat the shit out of ODB. Take a lot.
Yes, he did.
I still didn't
hear crazy as shit.
I didn't hear what you said.
He did give him the 1-1, though. You got to get a man credit. The 1-1's a lot to cover. I don't care who it is.
Hold on. I gave him the 1-1 the first time. Now I got to put my shit in reverse and race you.
Zeus said that before we ran ODB, you tried to run his head up with A-ball. Marcus tried to get us to run head up with A-ball.
Correct.
You know, so why are you asking for something now?
You know, they normally send A-ball out there as a test dummy first. And this is what I'm going to answer that.
Juan, the same reason you won't run me with that fucking U-Haul. Or
Rob, you crazy, yo.
Juan, you don't have anything to add to this conversation, Juan, because you bet $42, so I would sit in the corner and check the tire pressure. By the way, I'm going to buy him a digital tire pressure gauge to make sure that your tire pressure is good for you, Zeus. So I'm really looking out for you.
If you call him a tire pressure, you're the best one in the business now. How about that? Hey, listen.
Okay.
Hey,
well, Rob, I'm going to make sure he continues his fucking threshold.
Hey, A-Ball.
At the end of the day, this is what I hear, Marcus.
Hey, Rob, I'm out crazy, Fred.
No.
He's always talk crazy.
He's 50 years old.
But Juan's messing with him, so he's getting back with him.
The man
mean business. The man trying to race. I mean, Zeus, you on here popping on some other shit, and you're not racing nobody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about racing for motherfucking MIR this weekend, dog. You know.
Right. And nothing's going to get locked.
Yeah, if nothing's going
to
get locked.
Not with you, Zeus. You say you got plans. You got other. So why occupy space just to. Sound good?
Money changes the plan. Money don't mean shit, dude.
You know what? We make money. Money doesn't make us.
Hey, Zeus. Any that money I made for you, I burn it in front of your face. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
No, you won't.
You know what we did, Marcus? We went back out there. We raced other motherfuckers, and we ate good, and we fucking ain't missed a meal since.
Hey, bro, I don't understand these things. They think money rules the world. That shit don't mean a goddamn thing to me, man. The fuck is money?
No, nobody gives a fuck.
We like to run it on the truck and our bus.
Listen, here's
what y'all got to realize, though. As long as you're racing, you...
Don't lock nothing.
Too many fucking people.
Hey, listen, as long as you're out there racing, you're going to get smashed. Look.
Don't do that.
Exactly, Freddie. So at the end of the...
Meat knocked out the whole mob town the weekend. He tore me and A-Line both up. We shook his hand, paid him, and kept it moving. It is what it is.
Right, Meat.
But that's what I'm saying, though, Fred. I mean, motherfucker talk about money, man. Money don't mean a goddamn thing.
Look,
man.
I can't fucking beat Meat. And you know what? I still shake his hand and talk shit to him at the racetrack. I ain't fucking with him no more because he's my kryptonite.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Yep. Well, I can beat him. I'm going to tear his ass up. I got to get him back. That's one I'm going to get back.
day, Freddie. That one day I'm gonna fuck him up. I swear, I promise you.
You know
day.
Why I gotta get me back? Because he calls me every morning and he's a bully to me. He calls me every morning before I get in my office and bullies me. So,
what times he call me? Because I can set the tone 10 minutes before he calls you.
He calls me about 8:05, 10 minutes after 8 every morning.
All right,
my boy.
7:45. I'm gonna bully your ass until you raise fucking Bigfoot. Do I need to waste the time on the phone?
Freddy,
or just send you a text?
So,
Freddy
now slamming the phone and talking about stop fucking calling me.
So what goes around comes around.
Hey, Meek's the only person that I let bully me every morning. He bullies me every morning.
Oh, damn.
So look, let me ask this question. From what I'm hearing, everybody's taking bump over ODB. Everybody's taking bump.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Antoine
Absolutely.
Too.
Good report, Fred. I have a good report.
Yeah, I think Antoine bet with Buck on the side.
Fat Albert. Yeah. Not worried about a motherfucking thing.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. Me as a fan, I don't think it's going to be nothing to see between Buck and Antoine. I think Buck got his hands full of Bigfoot, but I don't think it's going to be nothing to see but ODB.
The same way it's going to be nothing to see with every dead president lineup beside ODB.
Man, let me get him real quick. You know how anybody ever watched Drink Champs? When Nori said, let's give our brothers the flowers while they're still here. Antoine, let me give you your flowers, though. You had a good run with ODB, and you had some good records. One year, I think you might have went 18, and you might have went 18 and 1. Let me talk. And you had some good records. I think one year you raced 17 Nissan Sentras, and you beat all of them. But let me tell you, ODB, that shit is hard, man. Nobody brings up ODB but you. That shit is tired and it's old, man. You had your time. Everybody had their time. Nobody cares about that shit no more.
Freddie, I'm going to disagree with you on that. Zeus brings up.
Nobody cares about ODB but y'all.
Nobody. You bring that motherfucker up every day.
Who do?
He ran 17 Central.
That motherfucker was one of Nissan Centrals and then Chevy Cavaliers. All right. And he had a new record. That shit don't mean nothing to nobody.
Listen,
He's been putting on with Bigfoot, and he got busy with Bigfoot. You got to give him credit. Rob's had 90-some races this year. You got to give him credit. But the rest of that shit is tired and old, man.
All right. So let's play it out. But this is what I gotta ask.
I'm just trying to argue with nobody.
Listen.
No, let's talk.
If it's so played out, right? How come you got the same motherfucker that's beat us out of 20,000 that's still talking about us? Every goddamn.
Still talking.
You know what I mean?
You say Zeus be talking about you every day?
Every day.
Hey, if he is doing it, he's doing the same thing they do to everybody else. We getting old now. We can't let that young motherfucker run our blood pressure up.
I tell you what, Avon, hold up, Marcus, give me the same race you gave Buck in my heart.
Okay. Oh.
It was heads up.
No,
it was
head
up.
No, it was head up clear, man.
Now lock that in.
Hold
off your knees.
Head up.
Hold up.
Why am I getting on my knees? You gave me the kick and clear with Avon's car. So let's go. Give me the head up clear. I dare you to give me the head up clear. And let me, I'm going to show you.
That coupon expired. I gave you the head up clear with Try Me, and that coupon expired.
Yeah, that's what you better say.
They do expire. They don't last forever.
The racist heads up.
Kicking player.
Give me the kicking player.
Give me the heads up.
The racist heads up.
Give me the kicking player.
Bob, I'm tired of beating you.
I'm tired of beating you.
Sick of you.
I'm tired of beating you. We're you know, 3-1. I'm 3-1 again.
All right,
here's the proposal. You ain't 3-0, motherfucker.
Rob, you got the heads up clear for 2,500. The whole pot locked in with me and Antoine.
Nope.
You got heads up for 2,500 or leave us alone.
Nope. See, there you go.
Thank you. That's what. Then we agree that we're not right there. Let's move on.
See, we overturn the house.
Exactly.
So,
hey, I'm the business manager for Mobtown. You can't tell me nothing.
Well, you scared. That's what I hear.
That's right, Fred. That's right.
Sometimes I am scared, Rob. The older I get, sometimes I get a little scared.
I'd be scared of that black girl,
but I tell you what I ain't scared of.
After what it's done to y'all this year. But
not hell, no.
Hey, Fred.
Rob, the last time I checked, you lost the last 18 of your 20 races, Rob. So what the hell are you talking about?
That's not true.
We was at Maple Grove in New Jersey. They was tearing his ass up.
You needed to be scared.
Listen to me. Let me clear that up.
Hold on.
He died, but he ain't no punk.
Hey, A-Ball, follow me real quick, A-Ball. Hey, Freddie.
Yo.
A-Ball got fucked up, right?
He did. And I was back with him, too, on a lot of them.
I know you was, because I seen you. This is what I was saying.
Yeah, I was.
Respect that. Respect.
A-Ball will come on the trailer with you motherfucking Saturday. With my man, head the fuck up. Let's get it.
Try me?
No. What motherfucking, that gold digger card. That, the president card. It's like a gold digger. It's gold. Yeah.
Don't stop.
I'll do that.
You know what, Ron? I'm sick of them. I ain't trying to ball my pot, but I told you I'm after three people, and y'all keep messing with me. Come off the ranch, 25. I'm at 5,000, lock the whole pot, and we sell it fat out right now.
There you go. All
right,
then.
We're
going to
do it.
If you're going to make that thing on the ranch, it's going to cost you.
There it is, right
there. Right.
Hey, Fred.
Now, you know that's not no money. You got it.
They got money.
Hey, Fred, I got it.
Hey, Marcus, I got. Listen, we are, but y'all keep messing with me. I tell you, leave me alone. I got three people mad.
Freddie, hold it. Hold on, y'all. Hey, Fred.
Election.
Fred. Sean of Holmes want to know. You want to run. You want to do something Saturday. Sean of Holmes.
He wasn't on our list, but I might do Sure Enough Homes on Saturday. We might add him a fourth race.
Sure Enough. I like Sure Enough.
I like Sure Enough.
Yeah.
Man.
I like to give him a race because he paid Punk out that time. I might give him a race on Saturday.
In a slaughterhouse.
Wait,
hey, Avon, we might make it my fourth race with Dead Presidents on Saturday.
Well, why don't you make A-Ball your first race and we just shake down together for $2,000?
Hey, Ball, but
here we go.
Let me ask you this.
I said I can't believe it.
They throwing every angle they can to get you.
It don't matter.
They trying to get you so fucking bad.
They want me so bad, yo.
Avon, let me tell you what it is, Freddie is a spokesman for Mobtown, not you.
Hey, Avon, let me tell you something. You know what the problem is?
I want, and I'll lock you in.
Avon, you don't pay him no mind. Hey, take this down. Hey, Marcus looks up to me, man.
I'm really trying hard not to make a idol. I'll talk to you tomorrow and apologize.
Marcus looks up to me, so it's like, you know, it's like beating your big brother or something.
Well, everybody looks up to you because you're like 9 feet tall. That ain't saying nothing.
Hey, Rob, Marcus has been looking up to me before you even came, when you were still bracket racing out there running a 990 and ace. Goddamn, you don't know nothing about it.
Goddamn. I never bracket racing.
So it's for him beating me or get me messed up, Avon, it's a hell of an accomplishment. He'd feel like he had a good year if he get me messed up.
Who? He's trying.
Marcus.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
can we just shake down together for $2,000?
No, it's going to cost you a little bit more than that, only because you weren't a part of the program that I had set up, and if you want to disturb my schedule,
$2,100,
and I'm not trying to buy a pot.
Hey, hold up.
Man, election day was yesterday, man. The campaign trail is over.
Yeah, Fred.
No, it's
okay. Don't mean I want to gamble with it.
Hey,
Rob. Hey, Albert, let me ask you a question. Albert, you'll be the DP man. Let's come
out here.
So, you know what?
This is Albert.
I'm going to respond.
Hold on, Rob. Let me ask Albert something. Let me ask Albert one thing, then I'll turn it back over to you, Rob. Hey, Albert, is it fair for me to say if I had somebody that I want in mind off the trailer that I've already talked to the person just because we haven't put it on the internet, right? And we already got a race that we're going to lock in with you at the track on the trailer.
That's all you
got
to say, Freddie. That's all you got
to
say.
No, listen to me. No, listen. Stop.
Or Red Rock, one of the two.
But if I tell, just because we don't put all of our races on the internet don't mean we're not racing, right?
If you know me, we
don't ever show up nowhere with my car and not race. Never. Nowhere.
Right.
Albert, is that a true statement or not?
That's shaky, though.
Right?
Good report. That's shaky.
Okay, Marcus, you call it shaky, we call it strategy, so we can agree to disagree. You call it shaky, we call it strategy. You remember, we got a couple years on you, young man. We didn't get to be where we at by being nobody's fool. Remember that. Right? So listen to this. If he's telling me he wants me to move my schedule around, and I know what I'm going to race for, that I'm going to have you DP my first race, I'm not trying to buy a pot, but I'm saying, Rob, I don't want to race you, but if you want to disturb my schedule, this is what it's going to cost to race you. Is that fair? Or am I wrong for asking for that?
Fair enough. All right,
it sounds like, hold on, let me respond.
Go ahead,
sounds like you've created a great big synopsis in a hypothetical situation to duck racing me off the trailer on Saturday.
What I'm saying is I'll race you a little half dead looking ass, but it's gonna cost you.
So, fell out to you in
layman's terms since you didn't understand.
We run them off the trail with Tommy, man. I'm sick of.
I love you off the trailer.
2,500. Lock the whole pot and try me off the trailer. There's nothing else to talk about. Do y'all want to race or not?
Yes, for Bigfoot, let's get it. I'm Cash App.
Marcus Weesey, there you go. You keep throwing Bigfoot out there. We're going to miss you.
There they go.
I'm just saying. I'm Cash App.
Right now, you got your test dummy up for negotiation, and that's Rob. We know he's the test dummy of the crowd, so we want the test dummy because he keeps picking.
Hey, Freddie, that's not good.
Bobby, go sit back in the corner in your rocking chair in Philly. Make sure we're on the position that tonight.
Watch your mouth.
I'm just going to be quiet for a minute. Just out of my mouth. Yeah, right.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to speak slow to you. You ready for this? I'm going to speak slow to you. And we'll even lower the pot for you so you won't think we're trying to buy a pot. You got heads up action off the trailer because we don't have an off the trailer race with Try Me. You can get the brake or the clear. So you know what? You can get the clear or the break.
I want
you can get the clear or the break.
What's in the break? Off the trailer, what's in the break?
For $2,500, lock the whole pot with Try Me.
He won run races this year, and now he's got
you won one race, you beat ODP.
You've got 19 fucking race cars that don't belong to him, and ain't won a race with none of them but one.
Hold on. There's a race on the table. Rob, are you going to take that race? Let's get this on the table.
I will take a try me off the trailer for that 2,500, five on 2,500. Okay, but I want to kick and clear. And the reason I want to kick and clear is because every other time I raised him, he's giving me all three. No.
We just gave you the break, Rob.
I said to
Avon's going to get mad with me. What y'all don't know is Avon's going to get mad with me when we hang up, so I'm going to have to deal with him anyway by just giving you the break.
That's your problem.
Avon can't beat Bigfoot. Avon can't beat Bigfoot. What the fuck we care about him getting mad? He little Avon. We big Avon.
We don't care. That's your problem.
We big Avon. I might change my name to Avon.
I'm going to run all three of y'all week.
Avon, you bring Grandma the fuck back out, and I'll give you all three for that 2,500.
We sold Grandma.
You
she's gone.
Goddamn lie.
For you. Like she's gone.
Hey, Freddy, you better shake.
Where'd it go to? The junkyard?
Hey, Marcus, you call it shaky. We call it strategy, dog. It's two different things.
All right. I'm just saying.
Hey, Marcus,
but Freddy, you still have to remember election day was yesterday.
Hey, Rob, but listen to this. Marcus, you should know by now, as many years as me and you have been doing this, the normal tack that you try with everybody else never works with me. So why are you trying to still do the same
okay,
old
right,
2017
you're right,
tactic?
You're right.
Well, I'm just throwing you the race that I won. I ain't trying to do
your
shit.
Name ain't Marcus, Rob.
No, he said me. I understand
you,
that.
You're right.
Right? Because I'm a different type of motherfucker that different type of motherfuckers come towards, right? But understand this. Try and be. You got the back motherfucking tire Sunday. And what the fuck you want
to
do?
Change it to the clear and on your ass we go.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk me to death.
Oh, my gosh.
You gave us the clear and on your
him.
Ass we go. Not
Marcus,
enough to talk about.
I'm
going to tell Freddie what he told me.
S1,
get off your motherfucking knees.
Car.
I got to tell him.
Hey, but Rob just asked us for the break and the clear. So what's wrong with us asking for the clear if Rob just asked us for the break and the clear and I offered him the break? Man, play ball.
I don't like
Marcus, you turn that back. You turn that back tire into the heads up clear, and it's nothing else to talk about. On your ass we go.
Off the trailer. Let's get it, motherfucker. Fuck you. Let's get it. Yeah, I'm gonna show you, goddamn. I don't give a fuck about you. Let's get it off the fucking ramp.
We don't give a fuck
Let's
about you.
It.
Avon,
okay, then lock it in.
Avon, you ready to
get
up?
We want 8 ball first. We want 8 ball.
You want 8 ball first?
We'll lock both of them. We'll lock both of them. We want 8 ball first.
We'll lock both of them in the whole pot.
Well,
you
can
hear
me then for 25. Can clear me off the trailer for 25.
We'll lock both of them in for the whole pot, Marcus. That way you know it's guaranteed race. We ain't paying a punk out. We'll lock the whole pot in for both.
How can you run two cars off the trailer with the same car?
Because if we beat Bigfoot, 8-ball ain't going.
The 8-ball ain't going out there.
When we beat Bigfoot.
Hey, Fred.
Motherfucker, the only time I ever paid punk out is when my shit was broke. So,
man,
you just know that.
We don't know that your shit was broke. We just know you. We call it.
Yeah, okay, Freddie. That's what you say. You keep saying. You know my shit.
You know I gotta give you a hard time, Rob. You know I gotta give
you
a hard time.
Damn lie. You like to make up these fucking fantasies.
No, I don't know what was wrong with your truck. I don't. No, keep it real. I don't know what was wrong with your truck.
Everybody knew.
You said it was broke, and I respect that it was broke.
Yeah,
you said it was broke, and I respect that you said it was broke.
Trust me, it was a pain in the
mouth. We'll lock in both of them races.
What you say, Fred?
We'll lock
so
in both
want,
of them races, the whole pot.
What are the races? Tell the races.
Eight ball
got the heads up break and try me to take the heads up clear.
Wrong.
Whatever 8-ball say, that's what it is. I don't give a fuck.
Wrong. I want to kick and clear, and this is what I'll tell you. But Bigfoot, will give him
the same race
we'll
he give you.
On the break. No, we'll give Avon.
Whatever Avon gives you, Bigfoot gives him, and we'll go for the same pot.
No, because I know how to do grudge math.
But why do y'all feel like you don't have it your way? Explain
way,
why
man.
Do you think we're supposed to race
never.
The way you want to race?
Because why is it all? Why do you think you deserve us to give you your race?
All right. So listen. So let's ask a neutral person, right? Joe,
first of all,
Gray,
we don't
need
to race.
Hold on.
Joe ain't
hold on.
Damn sure he's neutral.
He is so, man. You can't do my man Joe Gray like that. I'm not even going to let you do that. You're being disrespectful.
A-ball.
So listen to this.
I'm going to say,
I want to hear from Albert.
We're working our way
I want to hear from Albert and Joe Gray. Hold on, Rob. We let you talk.
I'll listen.
I want to hear from Albert and Joe Gray. Do you feel as though whatever we give 8-Ball would try me, that it would be a good race for us to receive the same thing from Bigfoot?
No, I don't feel like it. No.
Man, are we asking Joe Gray and Albert?
You saying whatever you give 8-Ball.
So if we give, we give 8-Ball to break and clear, whatever he wants. Uh-huh. So he got to be careful what he asks for, because whatever we give him, they got to give us a Bigfoot. Is that fair or not?
No, I'm just going to be real about it.
That's fair.
Marcus, let them talk.
Marcus, all right, Pat Albert, what's your opinion, Pat Albert? And look, I respect both of them. I do. What's your opinion?
Yeah, so let him talk.
If Try Me gives Rob the break in the clear, then Bigfoot should give Try Me the break and clear?
Yeah, so what you're saying, Albert, is, hey, Albert, so before you take that exact step, what we're saying is Rob needs to be careful what he asks for, because what he asks for, they have to give on the second race.
We understand that, Freddie. Damn, election day was yesterday. Stop.
I'm trying to hear from Albert. I thought the name was Rob.
Let Albert speak. I'm going to go on mute. Let Albert speak. Fuck it.
Go ahead, Albert.
I can't see that. I can't see that. Bigfoot giving Try Me the break and clear.
No, start with the first race first. No, start with the first race.
All right, Try Me.
So, for instance.
For break and clear from a turbo.
No, for instance, I'll tell you what we offered. We offered Rob the heads up clear, and in turn, Bigfoot would have to give Avon the heads up clear. That's what we offered.
Whatever 8-Ball want to do, motherfucker, I'm with it, and I'm going to bet whatever. Fred Whitney, you can't buy no pots, and motherfucker, you can't make no pots.
I'm not trying to buy no pots, little boy.
All right, hold on. Let's Fat Albert, see what.
Everybody got money, Marcus. We go. Everybody on this phone go to work every day. Everybody got money.
Like Marcus said, I'm gonna let y'all handle that. I'm gonna see how that one. But I do got.
What do you think, Fred Albert? Seriously, what's your opinion on that, Fred Albert?
Y'all negotiate your race.
I respect that. And you know what? We did an hour and a half long live feed.
That's real.
That is real. So, all right, who else is on the line here?
And you know what? That might be fair anyway for Albert not too, because if we come to agreement, he's going to be the DB man. So that's
exactly.
So maybe he shouldn't say no.
All right, Joe.
So let me get somebody else who's fair. Let me get Joe Gray, and I want to hear from Zeus.
Nah, we don't want to hear nothing Bobby's going to say.
I want to hear from my brother Zeus.
Because Bobby's going to say lock 20 grand.
You're absolutely correct.
I know.
Hey, Joe Gray, what you think about that?
Hey, Joe Gray, what do you think about it?
Be safe, buddy. Love y'all.
Joe working on his car, y'all, so he probably set the phone down.
Okay.
True.
Where's Tori at? Tori on here?
Joe can't work on nothing.
Tori, yes. Where's Tori at? What do you think about that, Tori?
Tori on here?
Man, I knew y'all was going to look for me on that one.
Hey, Tori, man, make a base step, Tori.
No, just be 100, Tori.
Avon won't run Bigfoot head the fuck up, but he got 20,000 to lose.
Because it's two different
Fred
caliber
Whitney.
Cars.
Man,
it's two different caliber cars.
Not, man. All right.
It is. It really is.
So right, at the end of the day, we have three very different cars. We have three very different cars.
But each is ET, so we'll go out there.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker scared of a motherfucking Ocean City streetcar. Never in my life. I've never seen this shit
man,
in my life,
man.
Man,
that's his fucking business if he got Ocean City streetcar. That's his business.
I'm just being honest with you.
Hey, he got an Ocean City streetcar. We got a Baltimore streetcar. We drive 5 minutes through the city every day.
Hey, and not only an Ocean
City every day in Baltimore.
Marcus,
like for real,
not only an Ocean City street car, but a fucking turbo car is scared to death of it.
Yeah, like make it make sense, man.
With 10,000,
we drive Try Me in Baltimore every day. Y'all could talk y'all's ass off.
Hey, Marcus, haven't y'all raced before?
So, Tori, what do you think about those races?
Y'all raced before?
Hands up clear both ways, Tori.
Hold on.
Oh,
man, that's a rough
haven't
one.
Haven't you
mean,
raced with him before? Haven't you raced Avon with Bigfoot?
Fuck no.
Don't be quiet.
No, we can't live there. That's why we haven't raced him.
Right,
we can't live there.
Hey, hold on. Let me talk to Young Buck real quick. Hey, Young Buck, I told Avon I would pick his ass up and wipe him on a motherfucking nursing home floor before I could even get
Hey, what did you say? What did you say at US 13? You said Red Rock, didn't you? Didn't you say Red Rock at US 13?
He said Red Rock.
You said Red Rock at US 13. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
I did.
He did a scared motherfucker him. Yes, he did.
I said, hey, Avon, but I ain't
going to
argue with you with that, right?
I'm going to
argue with you.
This is where we're at, though.
Because it's true. Ain't nothing to talk about. It's true.
Go report.
Ain't nothing else to talk about. You said Red Rock. I told you I can't let that head up.
What rock did Rob come from under anyway? I'm sick of you, Rob. What rock did you even come from under?
Frank Willie got the 1-1 fucking Saturday. Now.
Lock that lie in. Whole pot. You'll make me change my plans. You'll make me change my plans.
Oh, shit.
You'll make me change my plans. Lock that whole pot in.
You just heard what I said.
Frank Willie got the 1-1 from Bigfoot.
Yes,
I want that. Yes.
Go
I want that.
Off the trailer first pair.
Hey, Rob, mind your business. Mind your business.
No, because it's my job.
Mind your business, man. Coming off the trailer.
Hey, fuck all that.
Hey, Marcus can come off the trailer.
Listen, we ain't trying to get nobody fucked up. We trying to kill a man.
Okay, Tyon, I'm trying to kill your uncle. Uncle Fred.
Dude, the only thing that's going to kill you is if you eat too many biscuits this morning and that tire gauge I give you blew up. That's the only thing that's going to kill you.
Marcus, I'll change my plans for you.
Hey, Fred.
I'll change my plans for you for that one.
You said you was coming anyway. Right?
No, I had somebody else in mind that I was going, but I'll run you instead.
You ain't had nobody in your mind.
You don't know what I had in mind, Rob.
Hey,
Rob, you don't know shit. Carry your old ass to Golden Corral. They got singing night tonight. Go get yourself out there in good hot plate.
Yeah, Golden Corral. Fuck yeah. And
they got bingo.
I'm going to shake my ass.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Let Tori talk.
Go ahead, Tori. I got a segment.
Go ahead, Tori.
Please.
All right. I'm going to put it like this. If y'all not running for a lot of money, the person that's getting the spot should lay eyes on the money. That'll make it a lot easier. Y'all won't, they won't agree. Bad Mouth Crew won't agree with what you getting the break in the clear, in that case, if that's what y'all want, y'all lay odds on it. Now, Rob, you want that spot, you lay odds on the money.
Listen, if Bigfoot give me the 1-1, I'll lay my $3,025.
I was talking about the break in the clear. The break in the clear.
We're doing right now.
All right. So what are you saying, Tori, is let me clarify this. Because I'm a politician right now, is you're saying I should do something?
Shit with you are.
Yeah, I am full of shit. But anyhow, if I take the kick and clear from Try Me, I should go 2,000 on his 15. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. If that's how you want to do it, yeah.
Okay. And then
now they have to do the same thing when they get the spot from Bigfoot.
Fred Willie,
they should go 2,000 on our 15.
All right, can we lock you right?
Correct. That is correct.
Right, he said 3,000 on 25.
Okay. All right, that's fine, man. That's fine, man. That's nothing.
Oh shit, that man said that ain't nothing.
So here it is.
Before y'all all get into the mix, right? Did Joe Gray ever get back with Bigfoot versus motherfucker CJ No Kent racing nope. ass.
Yeah, oh, you terrible. Nope.
Nope.
Terrible.
And you know what? Really, I would rather run CJ head the fuck up on Sunday for 2,000.
Freddie, can you make
CJ,
that phone call?
CJ, tear the floor off your ass,
Freddie,
Rob.
Eight ball will run him heads up.
Gates the fuck
pressure
up.
Would turn
the
girl off eight ball's ass, and y'all know it.
Bullshit.
Freddie, make it happen then. That's a better. That's
make
a
it happen.
Everybody. That's a
come
better
on, get
CJ,
man, because that's easy money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, you already got your ass once.
It don't matter. It's all good.
It don't matter. Sunday is Sunday. Saturday is Saturday.
I got some good money on pressure if that race gets locked.
But you won't, Freddie. But you won't.
Call Monster Jones and let Monster Jones get on here and get his man CJ and let's get this shit locked, man.
But you old Freddy? But we ain't talking about
hey,
you
Rob,
right now. We're
I'm
talking
slow.
About CJ.
I think Fred and Marcus and y'all, I think y'all are more into trying to lock something in than not trying
we
to
are,
play.
We are. We are, though.
Not
you
on
know
the
what the thing about it is? I still think that's a race that needs to get off. Because CJ called Rob by surprise. I'm be honest with you. He called him by surprise. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
let's right,
get it. We
right.
win that. We get the kid the fuck up, man. We don't give a fuck with
those. Hold on. Hey, matter of fact, Fred, we're Big Head. Big Head Fred, you on here? Watch this.
There you go. Where this half-bid EC motherfucker come from?
I got something for you. I got something
for you.
Hold on, just real quick.
Better do it
I got a bet for you. I got a bet for you. I like Instigator Buck for $100 over CJ Kent.
They racing?
I like Instigator
yes.
Buck for a
yeah. love Instigator Buck for $100.
Kent.
One blue face.
I'm going to be honest with you. And CJ's my man. That's a good race, but I think that's going to be a tight
hey,
one. I'm going to stay
shit,
out of that
we
one.
We don't
want to
hear that shit.
Freddie, we always me and you always gamble, right?
Betting on that race.
Yeah.
Freddie, you always gamble, right?
We do, Rob. Me and you gamble on the side
for
more than people be racing in their pot. They just don't know it.
I know that's right. So I like Buck for 200.
Against who? ODB? I know you do.
No.
It's
CJ. He's only talking about CJ.
I'm going to be honest with you. I listen.
CJ's
my man, but I think he got his hands full with Buck on that one. That's a good one. I'm going to stay out of that race.
Well, get him on here and lock me in at 7 o'clock.
Hey, Antoine, call Chicken Ricky. I know that we've been listening.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to just keep it real. I don't think neither one of them S10s in the bad mouth crew can beat CJ.
Well, I tell you what,
lock it.
Okay.
That's just how I feel.
Hold on, Antoine. Watch it. I'm on your note. On your shit. Watch it. Hey,
Freddie, can you call CJ?
Hold on.
You know what Freddie just did?
He just got Bad Mouth Crew off of Mobtown's ass. That's what he did.
No, we still here. We ain't going nowhere.
That was pretty good, Freddie. I like that
hey,
move.
Fred,
no,
Fred,
but I'm
Fred,
just telling you how
CJ,
I feel. I could be wrong.
Huh?
This is my opinion.
ODB, fuck, Buck and all those shit. ODB will run his mouth.
That's all I'm saying.
Fuck him. Man, listen.
I'm gonna keep it real. I think
that
ODB and pressure will be a better race, but Rob, I think you just in the way as far as CJ concerned.
Can you lock CJ for 200? Freddie, you like CJ for 200 or 500. Lock the 2 or 5 or better, motherfucker. Rob versus CJ. Let's lock this shit
down.
Well,
I can't lock the race in. I'm saying if they race it, then I like him for that.
Why can't you? That's your teammate.
Because, no, he's not. No, he's not.
There you go with this bullshit.
Oh, my God.
No, CJ is not Mobtown.
Look,
man, I don't like that, Marcus. I want to do it for 1,000. You know why? Because I lost
Rob,
1,000 to that motherfucker.
Rob, they said bird in the hand better than two in the bush.
You're right. But you know what I also did, though?
Marcus,
I offered CJ a race back, and I'm not going to do him again.
offered him a race.
Did somebody call Randy Gray or somebody got that related to that? CJ Gray, CJ Kip, anybody. Somebody call him.
CJ Gray.
Hey, Albert, shoot CJ a text so he can come get this duck rod. That's easy money for him. We call that travel expense.
You know, I mean, the thing about it is, Fred, this, it ain't got to be for a whole lot of money. $1,000.
No.
No, I said travel expense.
His get back.
I just want my race back.
Yeah. Listen, I got $5 to lose come Sunday.
I just don't think Rob can live there. I'm going to be honest with you.
Ain't nobody asked you, Freddie.
It's going to look
like that.
I got $5,000 to lose.
Oh, my God. Rob, I wouldn't be ready for that.
No,
I wouldn't be ready for that.
Mama, I just seen CJ Killer, man.
right. Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Look,
I just thought about something. We are not giving CJ – we got to give CJ Ken his flowers because he's been killing the Badmouth crew this year. He killed Bigfoot.
Man,
he killed
–
CJ,
he killed,
you
ain't eight ball.
You
we got to give his flowers, y'all. We got to give his flowers, y'all.
How the fuck did he kill something?
You can give him – you can give him all the
give,
flowers
hey,
you want.
On this show, we got to give CJ Kidd his flowers. He done killed Bigfoot.
He's only had two races this year, and both of them, one was a deposit from ODB because we blew the fuse. A real man would have locked
okay,
with
so
a
really,
out,
really, he
deposit,
beat the whole, he beat the whole, CJ beat the whole Badmouth crew. We got to give him his flowers, y'all, on this call.
Damn.
I'm
short
him. Hey, CJ has wiped
okay,
out the whole Badmouth crew.
Whole crew.
You know what, Freddy?
God dang.
We got to give him his flowers, Rob. You can say what you want. We got to give him his flowers.
He beat me. That's the only one he beat. We broke in the burnout box.
A win is a win.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, get a man his flowers, Marcus.
Deposit a win?
Hey, he paid him, didn't he?
That's all we gave him. We paid him a deposit with ODB. But a real man, just like you did Buck. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Just like you did Buck.
Yes.
Asked for the race back. A real man would have given him the race back.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, but I can't say nothing about Buck. He stand up. He did what he had to do. You was there, Robin,
you
right?
You
was there.
Yeah, right. I'll
yes, he did.
That too.
Yes, he did.
Buck stand in the ass. Hey, Buck stand up in the ass. That's what he did to him. That's what he did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd he do?
Buck fell for the okey-doke. I'd have made you wear it and run you back again.
Huh.
But that's just me.
Hey, listen. And that's why Buck Weeks making y'all wear it.
Hey, Buck.
That's why Buck Weeks making y'all wear it.
Hey, Buck.
Now, listen to what you just said.
Hey, Buck. Have
good report. Good report.
Make them wear it, Buck Weeks. I'm sick of them since they won't run their mouth.
I can't hear you, Marcus, because Freddie's too busy talking.
All right. Well, that was all. Right. But have the president called you back out and says you busted his ass?
No.
No. Because, listen, my car didn't even get off the line. It wasn't nothing to prove. Rob, no, he
so
can't live there.
So,
Rob is in the way, man.
I just offered you a race, Freddie.
Hey, you know what, though? You know what it is, Avon? Rob wants Patsy or Travis or somebody to get a start line shot. He just want a picture beside my car. That's all it is, because he know he's in the way, man. He's in the fucking way.
You know what I, you know
he just
I want
a video
on
the
front.
Freddie.
Okay, I got
and
a response
Rob.
To that. I got a response to that.
Put,
my mouth
put a
is
picture
of
real
bad.
He got.
This is
the
picture that I want. I will
president.
Get Patsy. Hold on. I will get Patsy to take a picture of me with my naked ass against that front bumper of fucking dead president.
Oh, shit.
He's a nasty boy. He's nasty.
Hey, his mouth get ready to get bad now. His mouth get
bad. His mouth already bad.
His mouth ready to get bad.
But that's, I don't come to the conclusion that's got to be what it is because Rob knows he's in the fucking way. He can't live there.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit, I lived there
he's
before.
He's in the fucking way.
Oh,
and I'm tired of being
hey,
nice
hey,
about
hey,
it. He's
hey,
in the fucking
hey,
way.
Hey, boy, let me holler at my boyfriend, right? Hey,
okay,
Fred, let me tell you something,
I'll
right?
Back on.
Hold on. Oh. Hey, Freddy. So, all right, right. Yeah, we're having a good time tonight, right? But, Fred, let me ask you this real quick. Did you see A-Ball about the 450 mark when he ran you? Did you see him? Yes or no? Did you see him?
I saw the video.
Okay, so what happened? What happened?
When he was about the 450 mark?
Yes.
He was all across the track.
Okay then.
So what I got to ask you is this. What the fuck do you think you would have done if y'all were side by side around the same time and you got more power than A-Ball?
I would have shot past that motherfucker like he wasn't even moving, and
no,
you know that. And matter
no,
of fact, Marcus,
no.
Hey, Marcus, it's a good time to tell him. Won't you tell everybody
yeah.
on the show how you bet 500 with dead presidents against 8-Ball that night?
You're a lying motherfucker,
oh,
too.
Oh, shit.
So Freddy trying to say,
hey, I'm just messing with you, Marcus. I'm just messing with you.
I know,
we need answers. We need answers.
Fred, come on here trying to say that Marcus is a silver hawk. That's what the fuck he's trying to say. Fred is a shaky motherfucker, boy.
I knew that shit was coming.
That Antoine, that motherfucker, he always puts some shit in the game, boy. He'll put some shit in the game, you will.
So, when that news broke on that live feed that day, Freddie, with you and Hassan, y'all fucking faces hit the goddamn floor.
They both live together. They try, you know, Jennifer and I'm trying to.
Hey, Marcus, let's get back to that one-on-one. Now,
y'all doing
the look away
away
from that one-on-one?
Now, y'all doing the look away from the one-on-one with me.
They live together.
Mark, I mean, Ava, I mean, you got the one-on-one with Try Me, Mouth.
Who?
Who is that?
Hey, who is that talking on the side, though?
Nah,
we ain't worried about that. Who's got the one-on-one with Try Me?
Hey, Marcus. No, Marcus.
Yes?
That's a look away, Marcus.
I'm ready.
Right
I'm,
I know.
Hey, Marcus, where you at?
I'm
hey, Marcus, I'm ready to cash in that coupon you gave me earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I want cash in that coupon you gave me earlier.
Listen, all right, okay.
Look, you're nursing home. Get ready to give me my medication. So y'all
Rob, mind your business, yo. Won't you mind your business and let Marcus talk?
Hey,
Albert, I'm gonna give you $200 to shut Rob's line off.
Hold on, Brent.
Trust me, there's some motherfuckers out there who give him $1,000 to do it. Trust me.
So I got off the line last week, and they're like, "Yeah, Rob's mouth bad."
You got the big one for the same price.
Hey, Rob, listen, I'm riding with the ladies, with the right? The boss of the hall.
Hey, Avon.
Okay, understand it, right?
Avon,
right.
you hear the look away, Avon?
Hold on. Let Marcus
speak. Always a look away.
Listen, I'm riding with the boss of the hall tonight. I'm riding with the ladies.
What happened?
Regardless, they told me I'm going to pay for their guy.
What are you talking about? Tell us it's the same price as the little one.
Marcus, I can't hear you.
Why can't you hear me?
Because Freddie and Avon are talking. They just need to text each other.
No, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just listening.
That wasn't even me neither. Wow.
Apologize to us,
Freddie's a spokesman for fucking Mob Town, Avon.
Shut your damn mouth up, Rob.
Rob, keep talking. Post this picture of him betting on Charlie Brown. I'm putting it on there.
I did bet on Charlie Brown and got fucked up. I did bet on Charlie Brown and got fucked up.
I know, I got
yeah, we all knew that.
Hush up, I'm posting.
Hey, listen.
What, when Charlie Brown raised Bigfoot? Yeah, fucked him up. That's all he
did. No, I didn't. I bet on Bigfoot
that
day.
Hey,
bet on Charlie Brown
that way.
Betty Wright.
He bet on Charlie Brown. I got it.
Come on,
there they go,
Mark.
Money
from that
money.
Charlie Brown.
Mark, it don't matter.
Marcus.
Let me understand this right. What? What's up?
No, hold on, Marcus. How the fuck you get me fucked up like that?
Hey,
you know, Juan, just be quiet, please,
Juan,
sir.
I just asked your old ass nothing. Shut the fuck up, please. God damn.
Hey,
You know, earlier you said you could freshen up my motor, but you need to be freshening up that neck right now. Freshen up that neck.
I told you what to do.
Freshen up that neck.
You terrible, Rob. You terrible.
Bring that raggedy ass motor down.
That's fucking believable.
You think that bitch smoking
yeah,
down.
But earlier, earlier though, he wants to. I told him I would leave him in my will when I died, and he said, "Yeah, leave me the title to that fucking eight ball."
And I told him I'd take the motherfucking wheel with my pen,
right,
waiting
listen.
To sign that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Just be
I'm gonna paint
sir.
That bitch red. Those two, hey Zeus.
I'm
going to
be honest with
you. Paint
you can't paint
opinion,
nothing but your
toenails. I think eight ball might be the slowest grudge vehicle in the DMV. This is my personal opinion.
That motherfucker right there. It's fucked up a lot of people.
Sean, he might have the slowest grudge vehicle in the whole DMV. Fuck him.
You gonna run me heads up off the trailer though on Saturday?
Hey,
what
are you gonna run me on?
You're the second slowest. Yeah,
I might be the second, but you the first.
Yeah, well, whatever. You still won't run me in heads up. So,
hey,
Marcus,
what
did
you ready to say before Rob cut you off?
Man, hey, listen, yo, man, y'all got me all discombobulated, man. I'm ready to some good shit. You feel me?
I
really was.
I'm the one time I
Marcus, you said
you
was ready to lock in to get that coupon you gave me. That's what you said.
Okay, all right. So this is what I already said, right, Fred, right?
He's drunk.
Fred, I will run you off the trailer, right? You got a one-on-one
yep.
with Bigfoot versus their president.
I'm
for a thousand...
$1,000 on what?
The hell happened?
He hung up.
Marcus phoned him.
He hung
Marcus
up. Where
phone
he go?
That's James Cormick.
That's
James Cormick. That's James Cormick.
He said a James Corners on me, did he?
All right,
my
shit.
Phone hung up.
No, he didn't.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Albert, this feels like deja vu, Albert.
No.
We say that shit. You turn for somebody else's phone.
Hey,
you know they teammate. You know they teammate.
They are. Right, the report.
We not, man, they we ain't
turn,
no damn teammate.
We got knocked off. They
hold
take
on,
turn,
hold
they
on,
take
hold
turns,
on.
They take turns running a train on ODB. Who can drive it better?
Juan Carlos, we're going to take turns running a train on you if you ever get oil pressure. Now, just sit in the corner
right,
and be quiet.
Watch your mouth. You're on
we're
back. Now.
Paint the toenails.
You're
cleaning
up.
Hey, that day
I can't wait till my truck gets done.
Cornick was driving ODB. He, like, took the whole tree down. That we could barely see over top of the dashboard. I said, who is that little motherfucker there, like, they're about to run over everybody?
But y'all say the same shit about me. I can't see over the dashboard either, but I drive the fuck out of that little
motherfucker. You could barely see the top of his head over that dashboard.
You should have seen
I said, I don't know who that is, but I'm getting the hell out of the way. He like the took the tree
down. He was lost.
So, Freddie, I have a question.
Yeah.
Right before I
yeah.
beat dead presidents, did I not roll my window down and put my hand across my throat? Didn't I roll my window down and put my hand across my throat like I was going to cut your head
he
off?
You told a lie. You told a lie.
He did.
Hey, Rob, let me ask you this. You won the money, your win light come on, but did you outrun dead presidents ever?
Hell no. Nah.
Because you won't run me on Saturday.
And everybody on here knows better
like,
than
you
that.
You sound like Al Boogie. You sound like Al Boogie right now.
Yeah, you know what they say, even the garbage can get a stick sometime.
But you know what?
Yeah,
I'm like,
my broken
phone
is right two times a day. It just so happened to be your day.
Right. That's right. You're right. And I'll be honest with you, Freddie. I was nervous about that race. Probably the only race I've ever been nervous about.
You should have been.
Mm-hmm.
If I was you, I'd be nervous going up against a motherfucker like me, too, if I was you.
No, I want you as a car.
Rob, you ain't shit. You know
listen.
That?
Nobody, I'm not going to feel bad until somebody gets beside me
trailer.
And I run that car. Nobody's done that. Nobody.
Well, me did.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell you every day.
He did not.
All
he won. He,
in,
got,
like
he turned on the wind light, and he got paid, but he did not outrun the car.
Hmm.
He won the race. He got paid. He turned on the wind light, but he did not go down side by side with that car and outrun that car. That's not the truth.
And why did he not go side by side?
That's not his fault. That's our fault.
I mean, shit, he was already in front
Correct.
Of me by the 60.
Correct. So what I would do
if you can't get down the racetrack, what I would do.
Do you feel fulfilled, Antoine? You feel entertained?
No, I'm here to tell you, I will sit beside you, and we'll be in front of you if you ever sit beside that blue-green purpose motherfucker. I will outrun you.
But see, so this is where things are going in the wrong direction, because I must say, Antoine, no, I don't want to run him on the show. However,
and this is where
he'll say, listen to me. This is where he'll say.
What up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus, sit your ass down for a minute and listen up.
Is we on the show?
You said what?
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker's tore up.
I got it.
Hey,
so
Freddie. Hey, Freddie. Boy, I see something you like. All right, I'm on me. come on.
He's
so
gone.
What we were trying
he's
to
gone.
Figure out, Marcus, is why Freddie, if it was so bad that I won by default because his car didn't make it off the line, I'm not sure why he will not rerun me Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Because think about it, all right? So let me ask y'all this. If I race 8-ball and slaughter him like I know we are, everybody's going to say, oh, well, you're supposed to be 8-ball anyway. So why am I going to waste my time racing?
Because you're afraid that if I fuck you up again, they will say, man, Freddie,
all you can do is win some money. We gamble every weekend. All you can do is win some money. And we don't bet. No, we can't afford to lose.
Try to open it.
I told you. I'm
not even trying, man.
We're going to race.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to keep it real. If I race you, I'm racing down because you're a duck. I'm racing up this weekend.
Right, also, for one,
this duck.
Antoine, he said he raced up this weekend. Did he not? Y'all know Clifford down right now.
You ain't never raced up, Freddie. For real. Be real about it.
Hey, if you want to keep it real, I raced everybody who called me out.
Watch the cash that coupon in for the weekend.
Hey, fuck that,
Marcus. Let's go, Marcus.
Talking about you. You always got something negative to say.
Stop talking.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Fred, showing up on the line.
Yep.
I want to call you out, Fred.
Showing up.
Oh, I like you. I'm showing up. I like you for 500. I'm getting your pot
showing up
at.
He on here?
Let's get busy Saturday
off the trailer. I can only race with so many people off the trailer, but I'll run you Saturday because I'm going to give you a race because you didn't make that one.
This is yours.
What happened?
What you eating?
So how much you want to run for?
Hey, Ricky.
What?
1K, 2K, I mean,
hey, Ricky, you want to change our plans and be showing up off the trailer Saturday?
I ready to go. Fill them in with you.
Hey, showing up, what you trying to run for?
1K, 2K, I mean, yeah.
Can we run for what we was running for last time?
Huh?
Can we run for what we was going to run for last time?
Nah, I'm catching my pants. Come on, there. Get you. You already got security. Hey, look, that race is over with. You got paid. That's over with.
No, I didn't say that about the race. I'm talking about the amount. We don't got to say it on the show.
Hey, Fred, man, fuck what the fuck are you talking about, man? Do you want to run ODB for 3 times about it, man? Fuck what the fuck are you talking about? No. I'm telling you. I'm being honest with you.
And Marcus, you're race blocking right now.
I've been sick of him, Marcus. Hold on. Marcus.
I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot be ODB.
Marcus, listen, cousin.
Cousin, listen to me. Listen to me, cousin. She's not going to go. She's not going to go. So just let it be. Just let it be.
Say some ungrateful.
Antoine,
let me do one thing. Hold.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Y'all trying to do anything?
We went and got their money back from Trip Bag. Trip Bag fucked this shit up. They don't even see the big picture.
Sure enough.
We'll get it together.
Sure enough.
And once we get the turn together, we'll get Albert on the phone. That's how we do it.
Sure enough.
Yeah, simple enough.
You can count on $1,000 from Acorn in that pot.
Me and you agree to just step it up by 1,000. 8-Ball say going to cover 1,000 of it, and we'll get it together on the back line, so nothing. We'll call Albert on three-way.
You know what that means. You know what that means. So y'all will call each other in the morning and be like, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
But guess what, 8-Ball? If we do, what business of it is of yours? Ain't none of your damn, mind your old ass business.
Because I'm trying to get you messed
up. Sit down and watch Lifetime. And
I am at home.
Network.
I'm feeding my fish right now, motherfucker. I ain't got
fish. Hey,
Albert, have you noticed the common thing? Hey, I want to see if all neutral people on this call know. Boy, they love to see me get messed up, boy. It'd be like them going to a movie theater watching their favorite movie.
It's just a rerun, Freddie, because you've already got messed up once.
Nah, man, that little shit don't mean nothing. And everybody on here knows best. That don't mean nothing.
Hey, Fred, I'm going to be honest with you, right?
Talk to me, Marcus.
I'm trying to. You knew you couldn't bet no more money with 8-Ball at Dalmore. You couldn't bet no more money. You understand that, right? You do understand that. You couldn't do it. I'm just being honest with you.
Because you didn't even bet with him. You didn't even bet with him.
What? 8-Ball, man, what the fuck is wrong here?
So, Marcus, let me say this quietly. You ready?
I'm worried about Saturday morning. I want to run across.
You ready for this?
I want to get paid.
Let me tell you for this.
I don't care who beats the dead president.
I'm gonna say this quietly.
I just want dead president's beat, and I want to get paid on it. That's all.
I ain't mad at it. Listen, when we come to the track, we come to gamble. Man, let me tell you something. I shoot dice for more money than most of y'all pot for.
We've already covered this.
You can't talk that game and shit to me.
Election day was yesterday. We've already covered it.
And
so
Rob,
does
anybody on this show want to hear from Rob any more tonight? If you do say aye.
Aye.
I think everybody's sick of your ass.
It don't matter. They were sick of me last week.
Nobody want to run 8-Ball. Don't listen. Here's what you know. Don't nobody on here want to run 8-Ball, and don't nobody want to hear you no more. So just sit your ass down in the corner and enjoy the show.
Hey, Rob,
hey, Freddy.
Rob,
Freddy.
And you ain't back.
Freddy. No.
You set your soft ass hat. Your soft-ass voice having to ask them down somewhere.
Who is that?
I bet
who's
you
that, Marcus?
That same energy when that sweet and slow come out.
Uncle Bobby. Is that Uncle Bobby?
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Bobby, I remember the time when Marcus
don't
went
call
by.
Me up. You old motherfucker. You better get the cane. You got a fucking walker in the back of your truck.
Hey, you saw his ass.
When Marcus went live, and he said that we were going to make pork and beans out of your ass. You remember that time, Marcus? Yes, sir.
God damn.
Listen, with y'all a little bit of money, I done bought the supermarket with pork and beans.
Hey,
well,
you came by that supermarket with that little bit of money you went off of. But you won't walk
in. Money. I heard you had all the money in it. That was all your money, right?
No, I didn't. That's a lie. What did I have in it, Marcus? I can't even remember.
Man. Hey, Rob,
I bet you can't. Yeah, that's what it was. It was 1,000 in the pot. So.
Hey, I bet you what?
Marcus,
oh,
you ain't have shit in there, you punk motherfucker. You ain't have shit in the pot, motherfucker.
Hey, Zeus.
Hey, Zeus.
Hey,
Zeus.
Hey,
Zeus.
Hey,
Zeus. Go hard on the boys, yo.
I'm leaving long. Because
Zeus, you didn't have shit in the pot.
You know,
my
man, Zeus off the chain.
Listen, motherfucker, if I ain't got shit in the pot, double it for fucking Saturday. That's all you got
man,
to
you
do.
Talk,
yeah, that's what I don't understand. Y'all talking so much trash about how to get it up, then the man telling you get it up, get out there then.
Well, you get it up there. You get it up with your good gold
card. You get it up. You get it up with that gold card. But you know what? This is what I'm starting to think about that gold card.
You know what? I got a thousand
good
on these. I'm sick of y'all.
I got a thousand on these. Anybody that fucks up dead president on Saturday.
I ain't even gonna bring it Saturday. I'm gonna leave it home.
I know. I would, too, because you know what? Bad mouth crew's been putting so much pressure on your ass, you ain't got no choice but to
man,
leave.
Man, y'all motherfuckers, you can't melt you weak motherfuckers and pour you on me.
We melt you like steak butter.
Hey, Robert, you can't melt nobody with that slow-ass truck you got. You got the slowest grudge car in the whole fucking DMV. How can you melt anybody?
Well, you got the second slope, but that motherfucker makes the trip every time, unlike yours.
You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no power. That motherfucker
don't matter.
You ain't got a tuna, for real. That's what the fuck problem is. You ain't got a tuna, you dumb motherfucker. You ain't a tuna. The problem is you ain't a tuna.
That motherfucker got one of the baddest cities of the game.
No, hell no, how?
You know what? You can't make the trip down fucking custom keys. So how the hell you got a tuner? You let me
If you paid attention, dummy. If you paid attention,
y'all,
the lane that we were in, all motor cars couldn't make it down the track. So how stupid do you
say? Yeah, okay. It's the man. Fire your tuner. You can't make it down the track, fire your tuner.
Listen.
So it's either one or two
this
things.
My
tuner's a bad motherfucker.
I'll tell you one thing. He's short, he's ugly, he needs white. What does that mean? You keep running your mouth so he can get fucked. I bet you when that motherfucking Nova come out, I bet you Marcus don't be having all that energy.
You've been talking about that Nova since that bitch made fireworks out the fucking exhaust pipe up at Capitol this spring. So that Nova ain't doing nothing but sitting
and
water
I beat you on
all that. Yes, I will lock that Nova in on Saturday morning. I will lock that Nova in Saturday morning, heads up, for a fucking 5,000. Bring that bitch.
There you run for 5,000.
Hey,
I'll go you a little 4,000, motherfucker.
See that?
Him
head up for 5,000.
He's a weak
motherfucker. Off the trailer.
Hey,
first pair down the track, $5,000. You bring that weak-ass fucking Nova. You bring that fucking shoebox goddamn Nova.
Hey, can Uncle
Bobby,
I would sit down and be quiet right now. Bobby, get his ass, man. I'm sick of him,
y'all. I want a fucking Nova. A shoebox fucking Nova. Saturday morning, 11:05.
Let me tell you something, Rob. I will bring buckwheat, and I'll give you the motherfucking back time.
I don't give a. You better give me the kick and clear, motherfucker.
You
can bring that crazy. You just talking shit about that box.
That's all you asked for.
You talking about that box ass Nova. Bring that bitch on Saturday morning.
Rob ain't been the same since he even lost the last 18 out of 20 races. He ain't been the same since.
It don't matter. But you know what I will do? I will fuck up that by goddamn box ass Nova.
No, you won't. You told a lie. But why will you run Zeus for 5,000 and won't run me for 5,000? But when I said 5,000 to you a while ago, I'm trying to buy a race.
Off the trailer, you clear me.
See, Rob, you're weak, yo.
Off the trailer, you clear me, Freddie.
Oh, my God.
Off the trailer, you clear me, Freddie.
You got a back time for 5,000.
It's past the bedtime, Rob.
Off the trailer, you clear me.
You got the back time for 5,000.
Off the trailer, you clear me.
All that weak shit up there, I'll probably clear you. I'm sick of you.
Off the trailer, you clear me. You a bad motherfucker like that with all that metal flake. Off the trailer, you clear me. Them polished ass rims.
For 5,000?
Off the trailer, you clear me.
First pair.
Yes, sir. Off the trailer, you clear me. Off the trailer, you clear me.
I asked you a question.
You in the way,
Freddie.
You in the way, Freddie.
Huh?
No. 8 ball.
You in the way, Freddie.
Answer my question.
You in the way, Freddie.
See, he won't say the amount. Y'all hear him deflecting. Because he know he's about
he
to write a check
push.
His ass can't cash.
Can't cash
off the trailer.
Well, you know what happened. His teammates are texting him.
Yeah, you see that motherfucker ain't saying shit. That bitch is quiet in the motherfucker.
I ain't texting shit. He's
talking
about
that motherfucker 5,000 written.
Shit. I don't even know where my phone's at. I've got the fucking Badmouth Crew headset on.
Man, listen, I'm sitting here watching soap opera.
Hey, Rob.
It's better with the bullshit
I
up here.
I'm talking. watch anything a lot.
Antoine, all you're doing is talking about.
We've offered y'all like 27 fucking races tonight. Y'all won't
I'm
fucking take them.
I'm going to make my first 48, man. Fuck this shit.
That's what I'm going to do, too.
Hey, Antoine.
You know what? We've offered y'all 27 fucking races. Ain't nobody locking shit in. Y'all got a plan, so go take your fucking plan. Election day was yesterday, so go win your fucking plan. Just know this. Zeus, you still owe me $500 because you're a bad bet. Freddie, I already fucked you up.
Hey, Rob.
I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead.
I'm still wondering where the box ass Nova is. Where's that box ass Nova?
Oh, my God.
I'll wipe that debt. I'll wipe that debt to fucking fuck up that box ass Nova.
Well, I tell you what, that little $500 that he owe you, get it like Red Cross, you old motherfucker.
Man, wash your fucking neck with your $42 in the pot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say, give me this $500.
Hey, Rob, can I ask you a question, sir?
Can I answer you a question, sir, any way I wish?
What's the name of the motherfucking shoes, them paralegals, some shoes that motherfuckers got wear when they get old, them motherfucking,
With the ones with the compression socks?
Yeah.
That's
right. Hey, Mr. Bobby, A-Ball.
We still making fucking pork rinds out of your ass.
Hey, Mr. A-Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Can we lock that race in that you just asked for with dead presidents? You get the heads up clear for that $5,000?
We can lock it in for three.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. I told you I'm going to change my schedule. What's any difference between the Box Nova and me? If you can run him for 5,000 heads up, why would you not run me for 5,000 with the clear?
Well, both of y'all
okay.
are weak as fuck.
Okay, then watch it.
Okay, so take my weak money.
Go ahead, Antoine.
Antoine, no, Rob, you keep the mic open. You keep the mic open, Rob.
Now watch this. So what's the difference in Buckley run me for $1,500, he run everybody else for $300 or $500? Make it make sense.
So you lost.
But let me ask you, Antoine, why would you want to run him for $1,500 when he just hit you for $8 to $10?
Hold up. My pot started at 5 on 15. It's starting at 5 on 15.
I wouldn't even. If somebody just hit me for $8,000 or better, I wouldn't even start at 15.
It's going to start. I started at and what I'm locking in. If I'm saying 2,500, that's the first 25 that I'm putting in. That's not my brother, my dad, none of that. That's the first 25
I will guarantee you.
But I guarantee you.
Rob, I like your deflection of your scared motherfucker. You talking, but you ain't. I like your deflection, you old scared motherfucker.
If you guarantee it, just lock the fucking 5,000 and then go to 4,000 and better.
What?
Come on, Rob.
Out of the bushes with that box with the heads up clear so I can flatline your old ass.
And where?
Come on out the bushes so I can flatline your old ass.
And I took your driver for $100 on the tree.
Hey, does everybody on this show hear how Rob talked that trash, but now he won't lock in?
All right. How about this? You put, all right.
Okay. There's got to be some consequences for people running their mouth and not going when it's time to go.
There you go. Just like you. So,
hey, Rob, let's go. Let's send the money to Fat Albert.
So
you got a cash
you
app. I got it.
You willing to lock in Bigfoot, too, at the same time?
I thought I was talking to you.
No, see, you didn't deflect that shit away from Bigfoot. You
see, y'all, you
didn't deflect.
Hey, Rob,
you lock
put your line on me.
Rob, they do it all the time with dead president Avon. They throw one as a guinea pig for the other one to go out there. What's the fuck the difference? Lock both of them in and get your fuck over with.
Hey, listen, I'll lock both of y'all in with that right there, my Marcus said. I will lock both of y'all in. Rob, put your line on me, please. You're in grudge detention.
You in grudge detention because you ain't done nothing
but
race motherfuckers
you
giving
offered
you
a race.
Spot.
You offered a race. I'm giving you a spot, and now you're backpedaling. What, you need to borrow some money or something? You scared?
Yeah, you're going to let me hold on.
They time is over. They
yeah, you good
no
for it.
They over. They done. They dead. They
Hey, Zeus, I think I'm going to be honest with you. I think you killed the whole Bad Mouth crew with that pot.
Everything's been the same with them ever since
Uncle
you got
Bobby,
them.
Uncle Bobby.
Ever since you killed them for that pot, nothing's been
but
the same
know,
with them.
No, you know why? You know
hey,
why?
Hey, everybody, let's give
because
Zeus
Uncle
his flowers,
Bobby.
Y'all. Let's give Zeus his flowers.
Some dead fucking roses. Because you know what? He will not lock in that fucking boss ass no
hey,
longer.
I'm going to give CJ Kitt.
I'll tell you what.
CJ
Kitt
for beating the whole Bad Mouth crew, and I'm going to give Zeus for taking that heart for 18 grand.
CJ Kitt has an answer 14 fucking times.
He beat you, Rob, so you can't say nothing bad about him. He beat you. He beat Bigfoot and ODB Painted Punk.
And I'm chasing him like a dog chasing a bone. He did not beat ODB. He got Punk out.
And then
hey, hey
Ron,
when we see CJ Kitt, we got to give him flowers, y'all. He cleared out the whole Bad Mouth crew.
I'm coming at you with a fatal attack,
Bob. Be quiet, Uncle Bobby. Why don't you worry
about
Larry? How about this, Uncle Bobby? Since you have adopted your son, Juan Carlos, why don't you watch his neck for him?
Huh?
He's your son. Put him in the bathroom. Clean that neck up.
Bryce should bring him a scratch off.
Yo, you terrible.
Hey, Rob, why you got to eat all your food all fast up all the time?
You weak piece.
Because he ain't got no front teeth. That's why he got you matched up.
You have front teeth. You know what?
And when he got out of the Golden Corral, he go to the hot soft bar. He need everything soft.
That's good, Freddy.
An old motherfucker here. Then he going to watch Lifetime.
But you older, motherfucker.
Somebody lied on his birth certificate. That nigga said he was 50 years old. You look like you 90. I'm
Oh,
that motherfucker. If he's 50, he'd have had a bad life because he's an old-looking
so
motherfucker.
Did you get to scratch up down there?
He had a bad life up in self-employment for 20 years. You know what that shit
means. That motherfucker had a bad life, I promise you.
No. What?
I'm self-employed. I'll make an old man out of you.
Hey, Rob, I'm still trying to get you go for that bag, though. Let's get back to the mission at hand. You called a race. I honored it. And then let's lock in. What are we still talking about?
You ain't honored shit.
You said you wanted the heads up clear. I said, you got it. And I said, let's go for that bag. That's fine. Let's go.
All right. Off the trailer. First pair down the track. Put Avon in the car, and I'll run across your ass.
Oh, man.
Now, go ahead and say Avon, he never drove dead president. Let's get that shit done.
You a fucking liar.
He ain't never drove nothing. Avon will go to your
right. You a motherfucking liar because it's on video. You a motherfucking liar because it's on video. So come on with it.
You saw him sitting in the car, you big dummy. He ain't go down the track.
Man, you a motherfucking liar.
Anybody who was at Colonial Beach saw it, so you sound stupid. You always signifying like an old woman.
I ain't got signified, motherfucker. Yeah. Sending videos and posts out there in group chat. It's shit there.
Hey, Antoine, I have
ain't
one
no
point.
Video.
Not a
you a motherfucker lie. You a motherfucker lie on that one. Go ahead, Rob. What you say?
Anything locked?
Fuck no, man.
That's no, right. Because you won't lock it. You're old.
We
didn't
lock
it. Oh,
Rob. Rob, you just
be quiet, Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby, you're an old washed up. I'm trying to bet more.
Hey, Fred.
Huh?
Wait a minute, Rob. You just act as anything locked, and Fred trying to lock you in. Come on, what y'all gonna do?
Thank you.
He won't.
They do this shit all the time, bro.
There you go. Yep.
I thought you were in that. You were dead right. You do this all the time.
Nope. I don't do shit all
the
time.
See, Rob, everybody's hit to you. Hey,
yeah,
Rob likes to lose $100 bills, but him scared to lose them.
What, your $1,500 that you already paid me?
Well, if you remember, the week before down Colonial Beach, I hit you for $1,500, so I guess we're even.
Huh. Yeah, but I still got the win lead.
See, so I mean, sounds like even money to me. So what we talking about that for? Still, well, come on and get these $5,100 bills I got for your old ass. All out there, so I can flatline your ass Saturday.
I gave you the race. Heads up, clear.
What are we still talking about it for? Let's lock it in. Whole pot.
Heads up, clear. Avon drop.
Why did he go out of the way?
Do you hear? Do you hear my man Ricky Bird say? You hear the shenanigans?
Bro, move on, man.
Rob, they're losing faith in you. Everybody's losing faith in you in the grudge world, dog. You don't have no credibility anymore.
Fred, hold on, Fred. Hey, Fred, you want Avon and Travis? Come put Antoine.
put Antoine in your in his truck here.
Good report.
Yeah.
Good report.
Thank you, Uncle. A good report.
That's all we got.
I
tell you
what.
I tell you what.
Wait, Fred,
hold up, Rob. I got it. Put Fred in dead presence. I'll get an 8-ball and I'll fuck his ass up. Then what the fuck you gonna do? Now we'll do that. Now let's get spicy.
I can't fit in that, E.T.
Now let's get spicy.
Yeah, man, get your tall knee ass
in that
motherfucker.
I can't fit in that, E.T. Phone home.
Y'all
got and do y'all hear how Rob deflected that race because he know we'll flatline his ass Saturday for that five if you fall out there.
Thank you. But this is my race.
See, because they talk that shit, right? And I really ain't been looking forward to racing them because I had my mind on something. But when they get that money up there where I like it, we'll change our whole damn plan for them.
Here we go.
Here we go, Freddie.
Grudge rule number one, 101. The winner does not chase the loser.
Then what the hell you keep calling me out for then? You just told a lie. What you keep calling me out for?
Everybody out. Everybody.
You won't run Bigfoot for 2 hours. You raised me for fucking
Bob, you a weak motherfucker. Yo, you weak.
You raised no.
Albert,
no.
Please mute his line. Somebody else wants to lock a race in, man. Mute his line.
Hey, Fred, you just told us.
We've only offered you 37 fucking races
tonight.
I'm going to tell you. Ever since 10-speed, when we were in Maple Grove and Mike Brown tore his ass, tore the fur off his ass, he has not
weak.
Been the same. He lost his heart.
Weak.
They took his fucking heart in Maple Grove.
He's still weak. He ain't been weak.
Ever since they tore his ass up, he has not had the same heart. He's not been the same, y'all. I'm just telling y'all, I was there. Not been the same, Rob.
Election day was yesterday.
Somebody get his old ass a doctor's appointment. Something might be wrong with his heart.
God damn.
Hey, my heart might be weak.
Damn.
He ain't been the same since Maple Grove, y'all.
Damn.
All right, I'm moving on, man, because Robbie, he ain't far. Hey, Albert, here's the bottom line. We're going to leave it at this. He knows he likes to hear stuff on his show and all that. If he falls out there Saturday, I'll flatline his ass. For 5,000, I promise you that.
All right. You sure enough, homes are on the back lines, acting like fucking.
So that's over because he's not gonna go, and Avon, we'll continue on with our regular
on
schedule
the
program.
You're right.
Back to your regular program.
Hey Albert, like I put on that
Damn,
post,
right.
He want me, but yep. He don't really want me.
I've already. I don't need you. I don't need you, buddy. I don't need you.
Then why did you call me out then, buddy? I didn't say nothing to you. Have you not realized you called me out for the last hour?
Yeah,
you called me out.
Yeah, Rob.
Well,
actually, Bigfoot called you out first.
And I said I will cash that race in that he offered. Did you not hear me tell him the same thing? And I'll flatline his ass, too.
Yeah, where's he at? He's gone now.
Hey, did I tell Marcus that while ago before he hung up on us?
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is.
You jumped out there with 5,000. He said, "Let's go."
Yeah, and then when it's time to put the money up, and everybody's at them hanging up, and then Rob's getting amnesia like he's got Alzheimer's and all kinds of shit.
You still ain't raised nobody,
Hey, Fred.
Listen, but if I haven't, why are you worried about it? We just having fun. If I haven't raced nobody, we've raced 11 times. We won 7 and we lost 4. So we're racing. But why are you worried about what we're doing? Because we don't worry about what you're doing.
Fred, they ain't think you're going to call that bluff. That's why.
Yeah, I'm ready to race. Listen, we're going to Bud Creek. We're going to race 3 to 4 times. And it don't matter who it is.
Great. How about this, Freddie? I will bet you $500 you do not run 4 grudge races on Saturday.
If I get the one for the money that I want to run for, I promise you I won't
that's
either.
$500.
I got a number that I'm chasing. I'm chasing.
That's a 500. That's a 500.
See, here's the difference between
us.
Y'all ready for this?
No, fuck that. Tell him to take that 500 and bet on that damn dump truck against Buck, and I'll put that 500 to that. Come on.
Hey,
man,
you know what? But listen to this, Avon.
Hey, I want y'all to hear the difference, right? I want y'all to hear the difference. Y'all ready for this?
Presidents will not run four races on Saturday. I bet
we
you
don't have to race four times. So what the hell are you worried about?
But listen, that's so you made your point, Rob, so listen to me now.
I bet you, Avon, I bet you won't run. You won't give me the kick and clear.
Listen, hey, Albert, the difference between, I'm going to say, Rob and the bad mouth crew and us is he wants to run.
I will odd the money on you, Avon. I will odd the
he
money,
he wants to
Avon.
Run multiple races so he can get recognition. He wants to be Grudge Racer of the Year, and I hope he gets it.
I'm already
I don't
want to
race four times. I hope I can race one time and get the pot that we're looking for because we're trying to secure the bag. I don't give a damn about running my car no three or four times.
Maybe
if you
right.
fall
you
out
know
there for five and I get somebody else to fall out there for five,
I know
will
what I
flatline
you
your ass and go home.
I hear you saying you need, you ain't got the money to gamble.
We're going to flatline him and
hey, Rob, let me tell you something. And let me get him. I'm normally a humble person, but let me tell you, you can get your little trucker money and put that shit in the bag and bring everything you say. You can't fuck with me. Mm. And I'm normally a humble person, but you out of your fucking league.
Here we go.
No, because you went there, so now I'm going to go there. So don't you went there first. You went there, and you know I normally don't talk like
that. I'm just telling you what
but
I heard.
But since you went there, it's my job to put you in your old ass place. And that's real.
So Tori, hold on. So Tori, see what I hear, huh?
I hear. And y'all know I don't talk like that, but since he went there, I carried there with him.
Yeah. He went there.
All right. Well, I'll see you on Saturday then. How about that?
I'll be there.
And I guarantee you,
we'll
your voice will change on Saturday on the property.
Hey, Avon. I'm here with the wizard right now. Yeah. He said we'll be there. Hey, James, Motown. Hey, James.
Yeah.
Hey, James.
What's James
you bringing
the
president to the track on Saturday?
Yup.
Hey, who got
earlier,
dead presidents right now, James? Hey, James, who got dead presidents right now?
I got it.
Are you bringing it to the track on Saturday?
And it's going to be there
then
on Saturday.
Hey, how about this, James?
I'll give you all three on Saturday for that five.
Hey, are we gambling Saturday?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Fred.
It ain't nothing else to talk about then.
Good God, oh
we're going to be there.
We're having the bad mouth clowns. What are you at? They ain't on here taking up for you?
Man, listen. Y'all sound like some motherfuckers. Y'all sound like Victor and everything on fucking soap operas. I'm not hearing this Young and the Restless bullshit. I'm back on fucking music.
Well, hang up, motherfucker. Hang up the phone.
We ain't missing something. We already know your weak ass ain't coming to MRR. We know Fred trying to run a pot up to think he got a gimme race to go ahead and do something sweet to get to make.
But why am I running a pot up if he said five thousand, why am I running up when I accept this race?
You should have got the fact of the matter is you already know that's what it is. You ain't getting no fucking 5,000. I was calling bluffing until a motherfucker deals my hand. That's what it is. But it ain't make no damn difference.
Well,
ain't nobody
tell him stop talking if he's not trying to go out there for that.
Ain't nobody doing all I hear on this motherfucker phone is a bunch of men holding fucking hands that won't race each other. Man, I'm back watching what the fuck I'm doing now. Bye.
Nobody wants to hear your ugly ass anyway, so hang up. Why don't you just hang up? Don't go on mute. Hang up, you ugly motherfucker. Don't nobody want to hear you nowhere.
Well, motherfucker, be in the lane at 7 o'clock, and I baptize your so-called ass car.
Hey, Albert, tell them don't go on mute. Just do us a favor and hang the fuck up.
Damn.
Woo! I'm sick of them. And y'all know I'm normally quiet, but I'm sick of them.
Listen to me real carefully. Listen to me real carefully.
Okay.
7 p.m., dead presidents got lane choice. Now I'm back on mute.
For how much? I'm sick of you, too.
Now watch this.
How much?
Get the money up.
You know
put it out there right now. I'm sick of you too.
Come on, let's lock it. Hold on, Fed. I'll send you some money right now.
How much is your much?
$500.
Hold on. What's the rate?
I'm gonna do. Now watch this. Come on with it. Let me hear it.
I said, how much is your much? Because I'm sick of your mouth.
500.
And I flat no hell no.
Hang up the
phone. Nope. Hey Antoine, go ahead and watch, finish watching your damn watching the BET Awards or whatever you was watching.
Hell no.
Hell no.
I knew exactly what I was doing.
Hold on, Fred. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, everybody.
Yeah, we knew you wanted to go. Avon and James can answer that for me. I don't need you to say nothing.
I gotta answer. I gotta ask this question, Red. Hold on, everybody, quiet for a second. I gotta ask you. Rob, are you still living? Are you still alive?
hey, Albert, him dead. Him dead.
Him dead.
No.
Him dead.
Dead.
They turned his lights off and made him tuck him in. That's what the fuck they did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe he hung up, too.
Oh, my.
He hung up, too.
Yeah, somebody hit that man with the defibrillator.
Yeah,
somebody
because
his
mouth
got bad. Yeah,
and I'm going to tell y'all something, fellas. Hey, listen. We're all men, and I'm going to say this on this call. I normally don't get like that, right? Because, but when
he
you carry it like
one.
That.
He asked for that one.
Yeah, when you carry it like that, you got to know who you're talking to.
Oh, shit. Lord. Hey, Fred, I'm driving this truck. I almost flipped this motherfucker when you said
that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Come on, Albert.
We need you, Albert. Safe and sound, brother. We need you safe and sound.
Hey, Albert,
you're Grudge Royalty, brother. We need you safe and sound.
Bad Boss Clowns got shut down tonight. One was drunk. He was talking to the office.
Fred shut it down with one shot.
One motherfucking hit.
Fuck it up, man.
Good
God damn.
Hey, Tori, man, they run my blood pressure up, Tori.
What I'm mad about is it took all night long for this to finally get him quiet. God damn, I was ready to say that.
Man.
Damn.
Them motherfuckers are tiring, boy.
Boy, y'all
hey, Avon, I've been out of the loop this week.
Down,
who else we got locked in?
Oh,
Avon,
no.
You locking anybody else this week?
I ain't locked nobody yet.
You ain't locked nobody else in this week?
No, because remember I had to see if I had to work.
That's right, you had to see if I had to work, yeah.
Work.
That's why I knew. Is your
you
was going to be
right
off.
Now.
You
can lock them
in. We can go
damn.
Now?
You got
damn okay.
Right.
All right, let's go then.
Oh,
James, you hear that?
Yes, sir.
All right, then it's go time.
That's why I said we take both of them races, eight ball and baseball.
Yeah,
we
will.
Eight ball, he give me. How about that?
Yeah, let's
well,
go.
I don't think that's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Now, Fred will cut his legs out from under him. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Because you know Rob like to jump out there. Because he like to hear himself.
I can't get over that shot. Good God almighty. That...
Hey, you know how it is, Albert. You got a car, too. You know some people that you know, if you race them, you got your hands full. But you know some people you race, you'll flatline their ass. And I know if I race Rob, I'm going to flatline his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ah, damn, Fred. You done shut the show down. Ah, no, my God almighty. Whew.
Hey, who else got some good action on Saturday? We're going to have a good time Saturday, Dion's race. Who else is on here getting busy Saturday? I've been out of the loop a little bit.
Hey, Fred, I missed that part. Where did you say, Fred? I missed that one.
Hassan, listen.
I'm black.
I don't even remember what I said, though.
Man, I went to speak on the phone, man. What did you say, bro?
Hey, listen, I blacked out. I don't even remember what I said.
He said
I blacked out.
Rob told the man that Fred don't want to run four races. He said, because you ain't got no money to run four races. And why did Rob say that? God damn it. Fred talked that bitch.
Yeah, because he was wrong for saying that. Yo, he was wrong for saying that.
You could take all your little trucker money and put it in the bag, and you still couldn't hang with me. Good God almighty. That man said,
And then Rob hung up the phone. Like somebody kidnapped Rob or something. He just disappeared.
Antoine, you look at that first 48. I know who killed Rob.
Do I get the reward? I know who killed him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, Albert.
Yeah. Oh my
hey, you know, hey, Albert, you know how we got to get people their flowers, right?
Yeah, I got to get your flowers, Rick. Got to get your flowers.
Hey, listen, I got to get somebody their flowers. We got to give Meat and Loose Booty his flowers, man. He took out the whole Mob Town Saturday.
Yeah, he took all that stuff.
You know, Meat called me yesterday, man. Albert, glad you did, President. I said, Meat, you got me. That's
hey, many people can say they took out the whole Mob Town in one day. Meat took out the whole Mob Town in one day.
Yeah.
I think he's done what nobody done, ever. So we got to give Brother Meat his flowers.
Yeah, I got to give him his flowers.
I know what
I'm doing. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I hear the beat. Is that Rob bagging up? I can't get over this one. God damn, Fred got him.
Dang. That's the funeral people backing up. Taking with
funeral state. People.
You speed it up.
Yeah, too funny.
Oh Lord, that goddamn Sammy. Look, Sammy laughing. You see this? Come on, I'm wrong. I ain't wrong, Sammy. This shit was funny, dog. Hey, I got to call it like, Sammy, you know I keep it down the middle. That shit was good. That was a good one.
Hey, bro, Albert, he asked.
Hey, bro, you know what?
He
you put three blind mouths with one track. How about that?
Hey, Zeus, you know what, though? Because when I first got on this call tonight, they were real aggressive with me. I had to gather myself.
I heard. I was listening. I heard you.
Uh-huh.
He came out, Will. He came
I was,
out. With
listen, I was riding down the highway. I had to pull over.
Yeah. God damn.
Damn.
Yeah, let me gather my thoughts real quick.
Right. Hey, Torch. Hey, if y'all remember,
just,
soon, I said get busy, boy. Marcus jumped dead on my ass.
I love
hey, I'm just happy that you shut my. Hey, look, I give you your flowers. I'm glad you shut Marcus up. That was the main one. Dang.
Marcus hung up on us. He did a James Corner song tonight.
I'm so happy that you shut Marcus up.
Woo! That was a good.
See, here's
one.
The difference.
God.
Marcus number used to making people go.
Fred, you don't. Let me see what Antoine texted me. Look, Fred, you don't fuck up that now. They texted me. Let me see that. What Antoine
said. Antoine, he's a weak
mom. I'm going live on that. I'm going live on that tomorrow.
Oh, hey, OG Bobby, Antoine said, do you want to take the pot up some more?
Oh shit!
I know you're listening, Bobby, because Antoine want to know, do you want to take the pot up some more?
Albert said, I know you're listening, Bobby.
Yeah, because they're trying to get that heat up off.
Avon, and then Antoine going to try to call dead presidents out at 7 o'clock for $500. Boy, you better take them $500 bills, turn them sideways, and shove them straight up your ass. He'll never get beside my car for $500. Ever. Not with that mouth he got.
Oh, look, hey, Fred, he said, I hung up. Ain't nobody got time for Fred. What is it? Peaches? It's political ass peaches. What the hell that supposed to mean? That would answer
I don't know.
Hey, when y'all ever know Antoine to hang up all that mouth he got?
Yeah. He's probably still on time when he hung up. He know he listening.
Yeah,
he's too nosy.
As well.
You know what, Albert? You're right, because he's too nosy. He's scared he's going to miss something. Yeah. He's like an old woman.
Antoine's still on. Antoine, look. The man asked for that one. He asked for it.
Huh.
He asked for it.
Frank, why
they got the little bat line chat going on right now. They're gonna be back in a minute.
I want to put a little wager on it. I bet your Antoine is still on here.
I bet you some money if I've been looking there. He can find him.
Hey Antoine, OG Bobby said, tell him to keep his ass in the oven until Fred turn it off.
Yo, Bobby went hard, yo. That was hard, yo.
Oh, good one, Bobby.
What Cliffy texted you?
That was a good one. That was a good one.
What Cliffy texted you?
Cliff ain't text me.
Hey, Cliffy texted me. I just got to check something up.
Cliff did not text me, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm saying make something up.
My
come
God.
On.
Hey, Amber, is a good amount of races locked in for Saturday?
Right now I got four myself, but it's I other people, they locked in and say, Amber, we're going to give you the money when we get to the track. So
we get on site, yeah,
yeah. I got four races that, I got DPs. Oh. I got that already. But
okay. And me and Sean enough forget
look,
it. Me and Sean enough forget it together.
I just got a text.
Stop texting me, Antoine.
I got a text. Bro, I'm going to read it out.
What did it say?
Verbatim from Swizzle.
Verbatim.
ODB got the back tire, he said. Swizzle said he got the back tire.
Oh, shit. Mm. My man Swizzle. Swizzle get busy, y'all. That's right, because ODB tried to call Swizzle out one time, didn't he? And something happened. The race, didn't it get rained out or something?
I don't know what happened with that race. It never did happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen, but I don't know if the show got canceled or something like that. I don't know.
Sure.
That'd be a good race, though.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good race. I like Swizzle on that race.
And Swizzle just
Lord,
texted me again.
Hurt.
He got 5 minutes to lock in.
That's Albert. You should text Antoine back and tell him that Swizzle say he got the back tire since he like texting.
No, he's listening. He's just texting Fat Albert. He's listening. He's on the show.
7 o'clock. Him got to call Marcus first.
She's got to call Marcus.
Him got to call Marcus first.
What
get
up,
approval.
What I miss.
Marcus, tell Swizzle just texted me that
Big Ricky, what's up?
He can come on the show.
Huh?
Swizzle said the race is off.
I just
lifted the
cover, but that thing is immaculate. Oh, I'm sorry, fellas. Hold on, I'm going to mute.
Fred.
Hold on,
Sammy. Antoine said lock in on that back tire.
There you go.
Lock. Sunday at Island Dragway.
Lock.
Mike Brown races Drew.
Oh, look. Sam, he can't say. The man going on.
You know.
Oh.
So I said Sunday. I didn't say where.
Never mind.
I said Sunday. He's going to be Drew, his driver.
He's leaving Friday. Saturday, I can tell you right now, Saturday he's going to Jamaica after the race. So I can tell you that now.
All right, then. Forget about it. He don't want to race. But, Fred, can you tell everybody on the show again for the new people that's on here what you did just now?
I just got on. What happened?
Oh, that Mark Jackson. Is that Mark?
Yo.
Yeah, it's Mark.
Oh, it's Mark. Oh,
well,
it ain't nothing happened, but you ain't. We were just talking about how you all year long hyping up your car. They ain't seen it yet. That's all we were talking about. But listen.
Yeah, I know.
Fat Albert, say the truth to Fat Albert.
What was that?
Tell the truth.
I'm sure you're the one that made sure it was fresh on somebody's memory.
No, Brian called me and asked me, was you ready?
Yeah, okay. I talked to Brian earlier.
Yeah.
He didn't say that to me.
Yeah, because I had already told him, wait, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. I know. I heard something happened. What happened, man? They said, I got a text.
Well,
they said, Fred took over the show. What happened?
Did he? Oh, my God. One shot. One kill. Three individuals.
Wait a minute. What happened?
Hold on. Say it again.
One shot, three kills.
Oh,
one shot. Well, Marcus had already hung up with one shot. Two
I'm sorry, right there.
who was the victim?
I give you two guesses, and I'm gonna take one of them away from you.
It's quiet on here. We're Marcus in the mat.
That's where the shot goes. Silver the point. Shot killed him.
He put him to bed early. He put the motherfucker to bed early tonight.
Oh, my God.
No. Wait.
Marcus killed himself. No. Fred
Rob
got all of
that money up. Man, with one shot.
Yo, listen. Antoine got a thumb in his
ass. He threw the money at Fred.
Yeah, Rob.
No,
did.
Make it this way. Fred took one of those big serving spoons, put a whole bunch of Benadryl in there, and fed it to each one.
God damn. They went to sleep. They went straight to sleep.
Damn, I'm fucking on this damn phone talking to somebody else. God damn, I missed it. I got to hit
that
one. I ain't never heard nobody say Marcus be quiet.
No, Marcus had already hung up. It was Rob and Antoine was still on when he fired that shot.
Oh, shit.
Marcus, but you got to let him know. Marcus did the James Hornets. You got to tell him.
Why
y'all keep calling? You got to tell him.
Why y'all keep calling
him?
What the hell? What is a James Hornet?
I called the locker race in, and when it's time to say lock, he hang up.
Hung up. He said lock. Nobody was home.
That's the James Cormier rule.
Y'all ain't gonna talk about my man like that. No, stop it.
Well, I mean, it's a true statement. I mean, the man called me. Say, I'm ready to lock in. I was like, okay. We called Fred. When we went to lock in, he hung the phone up. So they called it James Cormier.
They said they tried to call you, Mark, to get the money, and you wouldn't answer.
Oh, shit.
Who?
Zeus, cut that out. Zeus.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Man, everybody firing shots tonight. Good God, oh, my. Troy, go ahead and get you one off, too, Troy. Everybody else firing. Go ahead and get you one off, too.
Man, I don't
hey,
have no one
hey,
to fight off on
hey,
yet.
Hey, Zeus, don't shoot the man. I heard that you ODB wants you back. You ain't going. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
You missed that,
I'll let the crowd answer.
Damn. You missed all.
You missed that,
damn,
too.
Young man, you don't miss everything. God damn,
yeah.
You don't miss everything.
Yeah, man, God damn. Man, these fucking fake news reports.
Damn.
So what happened with Zeus and ODB?
That's an easy answer. To get Buckwheat back to the show is going to cost them 10 to 20.
10 to 20. God. Yeah, that's what they ran for last time, so it's only right.
But
they
were locked in.
I think it's going to stand a little bit.
They won the
but I will say this about them guys. No, wait a minute. They will lock that in, but it does always get up, though. I ain't going to tell no lie on that.
Yeah, because they really don't even
know
they started at, what, 2,000, and then it got to, it was 2,000, then it went to 8,000?
I done seen them lock in a $1,000 race, and when they got to the track and all in, the pot was over, shit, probably 14,000. They were like 7 apiece. So it always gets up with them.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm catching up, and I hate the race report. But what car did Fred run Rob off with? Was it Avon's or his car?
His car. But they were going. Fred was going to lock in Avon's car too. So they were going to do both of them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ah. Damn. Somebody, I guess in Fred voice, somebody's mouth got bad.
Oh, hello. Who texting me now? Okay. Yes. Now we also got the Silverhawk rule, too.
Oh, let me guess. I'm catching up. Let me guess which one that is. The new starter?
No. Mm-hmm. You supposed to be in the camp, and you bet against your own camp member.
Uncle Roy, ain't no good.
Yeah.
What you say, Azu?
Oh shit, I heard.
I said you ain't no good making up all these moves.
That was
No.
That was OG Puffy talk.
Yeah, that was already out.
I didn't make that up, Lou. That was already out.
I don't know.
Hey, Mark Jackson, you gonna make a move up for Mark Jackson too? We gotta make a move up for Mark too.
Yeah, you just hold on until Buckwheat. You just hold on.
Nah. We're gonna make a move for you. Don't bet nothing until you got oil pressure.
Uh oh.
I got oil pressure.
Shit.
Don't worry. I ain't going to say nothing because that's why I ain't talking about my car, but I promise you,
you're
going to get
your
chance.
I can't wait.
I know you can't.
I hope I don't be like Rob, old and in the bed early before you work inside of the
room.
Oh,
sir.
God
damn. Mm-hmm. No, sir. You just parked that truck.
All I'm going to say, it's been a rough Thursday. That's all I'm going to say. It's a rough-ass night tonight.
Boy,
I had a
rough
good time.
Thursday.
Laughed my motherfucking ass off tonight. I love it.
I was like, what the fuck show today? It's Thursday. I thought the show was on Tuesday. This must have been a special lock-in report day.
No, because, you know,
no,
everybody
had to
go vote
had to Tuesday,
so that's why he didn't have it. He didn't have it Tuesday. He wanted everybody to go vote.
Okay, I understand.
So that's why he didn't have it too. So, but
hey,
he got some phone calls.
I don't know. Hey, if I not, but you know, the reporter that you is, you get text. But I got a text.
Uh oh.
And I gotta say, I'm gonna read it verbatim. They say you can't talk about Silverhawk because Rob of Badmouth Crew bet with Gordo over Bigfoot.
That's what we talking about. That's why we call it a Silverhawk. That's what we talking about.
No, that was Silverhawk was trying to bet with, I guess, OG Bobby.
Yeah, we said that on, well, they said that on there. Rob bet with Gordo against Bigfoot.
Yeah, against Bigfoot. That's why they call it the Silverhawk rule.
Oh, shit.
So Silverhawk was betting with Gordo when he was going to run Bobby. I mean, OG Bobby.
And Rob bet against Betty White, too.
That's why we call it the Silverhawk rule. Well, they call it the Silverhawk rule, not me. But I don't give a shit who you bet with. That's your money.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Hey Mark, next time you need to stay on the phone.
You
you missed everything. You missed everything.
I see.
Hey Fat Albert, all he gotta do.
Yeah,
is
come on,
Ava. This is being recorded. He can go back and listen to it.
Ava, as soon as that shit is posted, I'm going to listen to it.
Hey, look, you gotta go back. Go back to about 9 o'clock. Go back. Well, it's 6:30, so. Go 2.5 hours in it, and that's when the shots was fired.
No, after eight thirty, it stops recording. After 8:30, it stops recording.
I guess somebody
there's no evidence. There's no evidence.
They said Rob. Fred said to Rob, you can pack all your little trucking money up and bet to the cows go home. I'm going to whoop you. Oh, man. Where the fuck that come from?
They asked for it.
Lord have mercy. He asked for that one.
That shit was funny as hell.
Yes, it was.
So Rob hung up?
You don't hear him on here no more.
Good report.
Yeah.
They sent them right out there to get flatlined like that. Left.
And the best
nobody needs BC power no more.
Fred said, I'm a humble guy. I like the way he started it off. I'm a humble guy. And, man, after he got humble, he fired off that gunshot. Boom!
Yeah, I guess one shot, two bodies.
Marcus ain't back him up. Where Antoine? Antoine, what Antoine? I know you on his phone.
He was on the phone then.
Antoine, listen.
She got to get permission to talk.
I guess they all.
Man.
They can get the message, the memo.
I can see it. Yeah, all Marcus is going to do is find out, then he's going to draw him Fred with Bigfoot.
That happened already too.
Yeah.
Damn, Mark, where the hell you
been? You missed a lot, man. All that shit was Hey, Mark, that's what we were trying to tell you. We was going to lock Bigfoot in, and then Marcus hung up.
Hung straight up with that Mark. That's so good.
Shit.
Avon, tell them the spot that y'all offered. They wanted to one try me. Rob wanted the break and the quiz.
Yeah.
And you said, I'll do that. And then they said, whatever you give Rob, they'll give you a Bigfoot. And that's when I said, well, the person getting the spot lays eyes on the money. That's it.
I said, that's good. I like that.
I got a text. They said, y'all read them off the show. They're in the messenger in the group chat talking to Buck now.
I was trying to get him to run that part up.
What is it? It's Buck and ODB, right?
Off the trailer.
Yeah.
If Buck don't go in the air, he might win that one.
And Buck will fuck him up.
And then Buck got to run on Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Heads up.
Listen, they wouldn't even bet no coupons on that thing, bro. We couldn't get nobody to bet. Nobody. We try to wake people up, they wouldn't bet shit.
Sure.